The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
District 7A basketball is in full swing, and tonight the Clay County teams have brought their undefeated conference records into the heart of the jungle in Gordonsville, Tennessee, to face the Tigers. Two proud fan bases will cheer on their respective squads this evening as Matt Walker and the 15-4 Lady Dogs are off their chains after bringing down Clark Range. So Jake Dillard and his 6-13 Lady Dogs are in danger of getting dog bit. In boys action, Rob Edwards brings his 14-3 Mighty Dogs in what's bound to be a knockdown dragout against arch nemesis Greg Bibb and the 14-4 Tigers. This is the season's first battle between Clay County and Gordonsville.
Welcome to the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, you get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the
Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our fourth broadcast of this basketball season. For the second time this year, we are on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to stay on point tonight calling the action. Joining me soon will be former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. With me now is the old Tiger hater himself, the Horizon Sports Network founder, analyst, and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
You got me pegged, Daniel. Appreciate the kind introduction. Like you said, back on the road again here in enemy territory in Gorgeville. Fortunately, not a trip we made this fall for football, but after the whooping the Dawgs gave them on the gridiron in Salina this year, I'd say they're primed and ready for revenge here on the hardwood.
Yeah, I think so. This is a strong Gordonsville basketball team. This boys' game tonight especially is going to be a really good one.
Yeah, it's going to highlight these two important league games we've got here tonight in front of us. As our District 7A showcase coverage continues, and it's a privilege to be here on air set to call the action, Daniel.
Oh, it is. Nice facility down here at Gordonsville, you know. And last time we were down here, I remember a big Grant Strong slam dunk. They got us real excited. Hopefully we'll have some more fireworks tonight.
I forgot about that one, but how could I? What a play that was. Of course, we wouldn't be here to see those fireworks without our sponsors. They're the stars of our show. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. Daniel, the headline out in the newspaper tomorrow will read, Bulldogs defeat Dragons in rematch. Clark Range no match for the Lady Dawgs. And it talked about how the Dawgs' big comeback win over the Dragons and the Clay County girls, like the boys, getting to 3-0 in league play by beating the Lady Buffaloes. That's what the story talked about. And we already detailed the York games in our last broadcast, so here's what happened against Clark Range. After the Lady Buffs led the Lady Dawgs at halftime, it was all Clay County the rest of the way in their 51-33 win. Riley Burship posted all but two of her game-high 16 in the second half, while juniors Madison Hayes, who had 11, and Hallie Buford, who also had 10, scored in double figures with Burship. Hayes sparked a 16-0 run for the Lady Dawgs with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And the spurt, which was bolstered by a three-point play from Buford, a bucket by senior Isabella Hale, five straight from senior Abby Head, was finished off with four Burchett points. When the unanswered scoring barrage ended, Clay County led 40-24 and never looked back en route to the 18-point victory. Head finished with five, Bella Ashlock had five, and Isabella Hale also added four in that one, Daniel. You have to call that one kind of a signature win so far for these Lady Dog teams.
It was. If they can win here tonight, they will have swept their district opponents in those first meetings. Such a big thing. And to win over Coach Rogers in that storied program, I think a 19-point difference, what a strong statement to the rest of this district.
On the boys' side, Alec Kerr again led the Dogs in scoring in their 69-29 blowout of Clark Rains with 13 points, while senior John Hamilton scored all nine of his in the second stanza, where the Dogs outscored the Buffaloes 19-3. Kerr and Hamilton found the basket the most out of a total of a dozen Clay County players that dented the scoreboard. They included Bryce Bailey with 8, White Browning 8, Keaton Arms 6, Weston Burble 6, Nate Adams 5, Jimmy Burchett 4, Andrew Smith 3, Nolan Adams 3, Lance Burchett 2, and Hayden Adams 2. What a mouthful, Daniel.
It was just another one of those strong nights for the Dogs, and a great chance to see the depth that runs all the way down into the third team for Coach Edwards.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your Dell Hall Horizon out in Racks tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordesville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girl 7A update. Recent district action this past Friday saw Red Bull and Springs beat Pickett County, and while a lot of folks were considering upset there, of course, Coach Sims had picked the Lady Bobcats in that one to win on the road, but it was the Lady Dogs of Red Bull in 52-41. They had to be excited after that.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. And it didn't totally surprise me. You know, I knew Red Bull was pretty good because they led us basically for three quarters, but it still surprised me some, yeah. You know. Evidently, Pickett's not playing very good. You know, they just barely beat this Gordesville team. They were behind the whole game, from what I hear, 1-3. So, you know, they better get stuff straightened out. Then we can race both.
Yeah, the pieces are there for Pickett County, but maybe a year away.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought they played with a little more confidence last year, younger than they did against us the other night. You know,
you don't
see too many teams have an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go and give up a 15-0 run or whatever we went on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Things happen.
Other action Friday night saw Clay County beat Clark Range 51-33. Tonight's contest, 16-5 Clark Range on the road at 13-6 Pickett County, a signature game across the state of Tennessee, as far as that goes, for single-A girls basketball. Coach Sims, you said you favored Pickett, I believe, in that contest. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll take them. I may totally miss it. They may win by 20, but since it's at Pickett, I just really think they've got a better team than Clark Range does. From what I saw the games against us, you know, like I said, I may be wrong, but that's what I'm going with.
We got 15-4 Clay County right here at 6-13. Gordonsville getting close to that one. Also 12-7 Red Bull and Springs at 4-11 Jackson County. And then Thursday night, Pickett County will travel to 15-3 Livingston. Coach Sims, before we came on, said he liked Livingston in that one. Current District 7A standings, first place, Clay County, 3-0 in conference play. Clark Range sets it second at 2-1. Third place, Red Bone Springs at 2-2 in conference play. Pickett County, fourth place at 1-2. And then fifth place, these Gordonsville Lady Tigers, 0-3 in conference play. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They put the brakes on snakes. We'll go ahead and take care of Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. We'll get Thomas's and Coach Sims' thoughts on what Salina's most famous elephant's got for us tonight. Coach Sims on the road here. Coach Walker, in 17 prior meetings, I believe it is, with this team, has never lost to Gordonsville. What do we need to do tonight to keep it from happening tonight?
I just think we need to play our game. You know, I don't really know anything about them. I think they lost several girls off the team last year. They've been playing for a while, but I think they're as good, maybe better. Like we said, they played Pickett real close, Clark Range real close. Reboy did beat them pretty good, but, you know, just play, you know, whatever he thinks is best, man, 2-3 zone, whatever, and you know, get after them. I try to press them, I think, and see what happens. And, you know, just run our offenses. I think we can score on them, hopefully.
Thomas, any quick thoughts on this before it gets going in the anthem play?
Well, I just think, you know, like Coach said, that Clay County is a better team. They need to come out and play like it tonight. This Gordonsville team could be dangerous. Put Lamar Rogers and the Clark Range out last year, eliminated them in the postseason. So you never know.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live now in front of this District 7A contest. I know we're experiencing some technical issues, but we're going to act like everything's great and have this thing recorded, if nothing else. Going to go ahead to the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Gordonsville Lady Tigers, their head coach Jake Dillard, they're 6-13 on the year. Starting for them, a senior number 2, Nevaeh West. A senior number 4, Libby Clark. A freshman number 10, Mackenzie Heron. A junior number 11, Kamara Young, and a senior number 15, Olivia Brown. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, seventh season overall, 145 wins to 66 losses. 15-4 record this season, 3-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 2, Bella Ashlock. A senior number 10, Abby Heehan. A junior number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior number 23, Riley Burchett, and a senior number 40, Isabella Hale. That's been the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Getting close to the start of this contest, Clay County, the visiting team tonight, they wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Gordonsville, the home team, they wear their white home jerseys, white numerals on those white jerseys, outlined in blue. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Gordonsville shooting at the hoop to our right for the first time in this gym. Well, on the opposite side, what used to be the visiting side, it's changed. They have flip-flop sides here at Gordonsville High School, so we are under the crow's nest in the gym if you're familiar with it. Gordonsville controls the tip early. A missed layup rebounded by Hallie Buford. She works ahead to Bella Ashlock. Now back to Addie. Good to see Bella. Coach Sims with the second consecutive game out here after sitting out against York, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yeah, she always breaks, you know, a positive to the game.
Turnover to open up the offensive night for Clay County. Not what we were wanting there. Lady Tigers back with the basketball. They've got it on the left wing over the hands of freshman Mackenzie Herron back out top. Now take away by Bella Ashlock, one-on-one. Bella going to go to the hoop. Shots up from right block. No good. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Herron. And Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. Abby head to inbound, works into Ashlock. Bella with it in the paint, kicks to Buford. Three-pointer, top of the key,
yeah.
Good. Had a big high arc on that shot.
Did. I know it was going to get there or not, but it did.
A nice opening for Hallie Buford, putting Clay County in front, 3-0. 1 minute has gone out of this first quarter, just now taking under 7 minutes to play. Olivia Brown with it out top, kicks over to Libby Clark. Clark has it taken away by Bella Ashlock. Two steals for her. She works ahead to Abby Head. Layup no good. A lot of contact there from Nevaeh West, but no whistles blow. Lady Tigers back with the basketball.
Well, we're getting steals. We just got to hit them.
That's right. Yeah, we've had two empty possessions down here. Libby Clark with it at right wing. She's defended by Ashlock. Kicks it back over to West out top. Senior point guard, Nevaeh West, runs the offense for Jake Dillard, the coach. He's several years into his career down here now. Probably 4 or 5 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Olivia Brown with it out top, just working the perimeter. No true post on this team that I see for Gordonsville.
No, they're like some other teams we play. They're running four out, five out, a lot of cutters.
Of course, I'm sure against some teams, Clark here that's got it out top could post up. She seems pretty tall.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do against us with Burchett and Hale down low.
Yeah.
Burchett takes away a pass. Lady Tigers commit their third turnover. 3-0 the score. Clay County with an early single possession lead. Hallie Buford, right corner. Back out to Abby Head. She fires a three. Good. Clay County 2-for-2 from three. And this outstanding three-point shooting for the Lady Dogs continues.
Well,
another turnover for Gordonsville. Ball goes out of bounds, and a timeout taken. Coach Dillard wants to talk to his ladies. 5:23 left in this first quarter from Gordonsville. Clay County 6, Gordonsville 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live in Gordonsville, Clay County up 6-0 after Abby Head and Hallie Buford have both hit a three-pointer. Clay County back with the ball. Burchett inside for the first time tonight. Power move, shot up, no good. But a foul going to be called against Kamara Young. Young picks up her first personal of the night. Burchett at the line to shoot two. Burchett on the season, an 80% free throw shooter. Missed that first one, though. Second one's away. It's good. This Clay County team, we talked about it, Coach, already a time or two this year. Abby Head, 44% from three. Hallie Buford, 45% from three.
Yeah, that's great. You know, if you shoot above 35, it's good. If you start getting up in the 40s and the 45, I mean, that's just great.
A takeaway, Abby Head with it. Works to the hoop. Dishes off to Burchett. Pass knocked away by the Lady Tigers. Abby Head was still out of bounds when it came in contact with her. So Gordons will take him back over. Head coming into the night, 27 of 61 from three. Buford, 29 of 64 on the season. Hallie Buford going to be called for the personal.
I may have done it before Christmas, and I miss it, Coach, but the first time I've seen Clay County do a little full-court pressure here since we started broadcasting.
I guess that's right. I'd definitely be pressing this bunch. They're struggling. I mean, with their passing and ball handling.
Gordons were going to inbound after they lost the handle again, as Coach Simmons was just alluding to. Not a turnover this time, but Clay County disrupting the Lady Tiger offense. Clay County leading it 7-9, 4.5-minute mark of this first quarter. Olivia Brown with it, right wing, tries to dish inside. Izzy Hale takes it away, works it ahead to Abby Head. Head circles at left wing, resets the offense. Dishes to Burchett on the baseline, shakes and bakes, drives, kicks to Buford in the corner. She's inside with it. Jump shot in and out, no good. Rebound Young for Gordonsville. Almost an unforced error there. In the backcourt by the Lady Tigers. Difficulty handling the ball. They do get across the timeline, though. Olivia Brown with it. Works against Abby Head. Of course, Thomas, we talked about it on the ride up here. Lily Manor graduated from this Lady Tiger team. She's kind of the heart and soul of this unit. Several of these other starters have returned, but she meant a lot to head coach Jake Dillard in this squad.
Yeah, and you kind of see that. There's really no offensive identity yet. Still looking for that pure score on the Gordonsville Tigers right now. And Burchett catches it deep and does what she does.
Making it 9-9 from right block. 3:20 and ticking in this first quarter. And this one already starting to get a little bit out of hand if Gordonsville can't get a bucket. Another turnover. Dribbling off the foot of Mackenzie Heron, the freshman. Coach Sims, this is a veteran Clay County team. We're sitting here, started two juniors and three seniors. A lot of the other district opponents we have having to start freshmen and sophomores this year. That's a huge advantage for Coach Walker, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Buford hits another three-pointer. Twelve to none. 2:55 and ticking first quarter, and it is all Clay County. It's Maddie Hayes, the junior, comes to the scores table to check in. Bella Ashlock going to be called for a foul, her first of the contest. I know preseason polls don't matter, but where were our ladies picked at? You recall?
Second
behind Pickett.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think there's any doubt we got the best team in the district. You know,
kind of proved that a couple weeks ago in Burchtown,
yeah,
didn't we? That was a close game, and we trailed most of it.
We did, but
found a way to win.
Yeah, and it's on their court. You know, we get them on our court or neutral court, maybe it won't be near as close. What I'm trying to figure out is how Gordons will play Pickett and Clark Raines so close. I mean, how? I mean, they ain't hardly got a shot yet. They've turned it over and practically ever tripped down the floor.
Well, you're right. And I mean, we play good defense, but it's nothing unusual, you know. 12 to none, the score, 2:25 and ticking here. It was Libby Clark, the junior, who turned it over. Actually, she's the senior. Turned it over for the Lady Tigers a moment ago. And now Clay Kenny turns it over to Thomas. Is Olivia Brown into the front court? Misses the layup. Bradley Burchett going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is kind of similar to what we saw the Bulldogs do against Clark Raines. You know, come out in a contest you know you're supposed to win and still come out sharp, Coach. That's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. That's where he was kind of worried about overlooking people, but man,
Clay County,
we had,
Clay Kenny with a mistake there. Pass a little too long. Picked up by K.K. Roberts, the freshman reserve off the bench for the Lady Tigers. Rebound Maddie Hayes on the floor right now for Clay Kenny. Abby Head running the point. She's joined outside by Hallie Buford and Lacey Wicks. Inside, Maddie Hayes and Izzy Hale. Hale with it. Free throw line. Takes a dribble. Kicks out to Buford. Three-pointer. Yes! She is 3-for-3 from distance. 15-to-none. And Hallie Buford is setting the hoop on fire in Gordonsville tonight. Minute and a half left in this opening quarter. Looks more like a football score. 15-to-none. Clay County over Gordonsville.
Well, you talked about their percentage, Daniel. You know, we talked about Holly Ufer and Abby Head and how they're shooting the ball. And they've really come home for Clay County. And last year, as they moved towards the second half of the season and throughout the postseason and picking up where they left off here in 2023.
Yeah, been sharp from the get-go. That's why Clay County's 15-4 on the season. Of course, two of those losses coming in the same day, Hall of Fame games against Scott and Coalfield. You almost have to just throw those out, you know. Of course, they did in those days when the Hall of Fame first started.
You count them if you wanted, but then they said, nope, you're going to play them, you're going to count them. I mean, if we had a full roster that day, I think we'd have won both those games.
Yeah.
You know, Buford didn't play at all.
They'll
play one game at 18, and Brady, I think she was skippy or something and didn't play much.
And, of course, Scott High, a bigger school. Coalfield, a pretty strong single-A team. I believe got a really good freshman player.
Yeah. They're a real little bitty old school, but some years they're good, some years not so good.
Ticking under a minute to play here in this first quarter. It's still scoreless for the Lady Tigers. Maddie Hayes travels, they say, and Gordonsville takes back over on the floor for Clay County. Freshman Baylor Walden, junior Maddie Hayes, senior Izzy Hale, senior Bradley Burchett, and sophomore Lacey Wicks. Good to see freshman Baylor Walden getting some early time here. She's going to be an outstanding Lady Doll. Had a great junior high career. 35 seconds and ticking. Of course, Salina K-8 Junior High Ladies play Thursday in the James C. Hale Tournament. We'll be talking about that on the local sports show down at halftime, and it's the freshman, K.K. Roberts, who breaks the goose egg for Gordonsville. A big three-pointer from the left corner. Thomas, they've recorded it as a long two. I guess that's correct. 15-2.
Just inside the arc, Daniel.
Abby Head with it out top. 7 seconds left in this quarter. Wicks now, 5 seconds. Turnover. Wicks throws it away. It's taken away by number 23, Madison Askin. She's to the hoop. They say she traveled before she scored from right block. So it's the freshman here at the end of the first quarter for Gordonsville. They gave them a bit of a spark. However, Clay County with a strong 13-point lead, 15-2.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 15-2 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina and Lumber Company. Riley Burchett has 3 points, Abby Head three, and Hallie Buford three-pointers for 9 first quarter points to lead the Lady Dogs. This Lady Dogs scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
That they are. Bradley Burchett at the line shooting two. Hits the first one. Second one's also good. She's 3-of-4 now from the line tonight. 16-2, the lead for Clay County.
17.
Jordans, we're going with a couple younger players here. Freshman K.K. Roberts out top with it. Swings it left wing, now baseline drive. Out of a Lady Tiger, that's number 15, Olivia Brown. Her layup no good. Rebounded by Clay County. Burchett into the front court.
Oh.
Her layup no good. Rebounded by Gordonsville. Coach, we've shot well, but we have missed a few there. Point
blank. Yeah, we've missed a few layups. We've had a few turnovers. But.
Number 21, Bailey Stewart, the sophomore, drives inside and scores. We talked about the veteran leadership of the Bulldogs, the Lady Dogs, on the floor for Gordonsville. Two freshmen, no, three freshmen, a sophomore and a senior, so a young lineup.
Yeah.
Foul going to be called against the Lady Tigers here. Bailey Stewart picks up her second personal. Clay Kenny working it in from the baseline. Bella Ashon going to do that. Gets into Hale. Easy shot, no good. Got her on rebound. Put back good.
Good.
Easy Hale with her first bucket. She continues her fine senior campaign. 19-4, 6:40 mark and ticking. Gordonsville, we talk about it each time we broadcast against them, Coach, but just really hadn't been the same since the late 90s, early 2000s in girls' basketball.
No, they, one time, me and Butch was talking before the game, man, we had probably two of the top teams in the state for several years there in a row. They've, of course, we were down a little too, but they've really been down. I think a year after he quit, I don't think they won a game.
They've been few and far between.
Back. Yeah, they hadn't been real good the last 10 years or so.
Of course, Coach Walker, this is the 14th time he's played them. Had 13 prior meetings with him, 13-0 against them. He's played six prior times here in this gym. Of course, won all of those. Clay Kenny's won 15 straight against Gordonsville, going all the way back to 2015. Another miss by the Lady Tigers, Thomas. They just are having trouble scoring tonight.
Yeah, and like Coach said, you know, it's not a great program at this point for the coach. You said he's been here 4 or 5 years. What's his name again?
Jake Dillard.
Dillard. You know, a big win last year to win a tournament game.
Yeah.
Probably his signature win of his career so far.
Oh, yeah.
Knocking off Coach Lamar Rogers, wasn't he, Coach? But other than that, not much success.
Big district quarterfinal game. That elimination contest kind of shocked the rest of the district.
Shocked the state.
Yeah, that's right. Maddie Hayes back to the scores table to check in. As she comes in, she's joined on the floor by Lacey Wicks, Bradley Burchett, Hallie Buford, and Abby Head. Izzy Hale and Bella Ashlock getting a breather over on the bench. Libby Clark gets a bucket. For Gordonsville, making it 19-6. About halfway through this second quarter, 5:25 and ticking. Abby Head across the timeline, penetrates inside, kicks the Buford three-pointer, no good. Rebound Burchett, Brownie's putback, no good. Took a lot of contact, no whistles blow. Rebound Kamar Young. Young's a tough player. Pulling down the rebound, not much of a scorer, but a physical player. Clark with it outside, defended by Buford, drives the right side of the lane. Got out of control at the end, and they say she was fouled by Wicks. Lacey Wicks, another young player for Coach Walker that's having a promising year on average, playing around 14 minutes a game, and does a good job when she's in there.
Oh, Wicks.
Lacey Wicks.
Yeah. She got some speed and quickness.
Started a couple times in relief of Ashlock, I think.
Yes.
And, bolstering those minutes a little bit, but you're right. She's long. She affects the game, especially on the defensive end right now. And you've also seen her finish on breakaway layups and things of that nature. She can put the ball in the hole too, Daniel.
Well, I credit Wicks for helping turn around that Pickett County game when she came in defensively with turnovers.
No doubt.
Clay County with the basketball here. Burchett, left wing, dribbles inside, gives to Wicks. Wicks now back out top to Abby Head. Lady Dogs lead 19-7, trying to stay undefeated in District 7A play. They carry a 3-0 conference record into this contest. Burgett with it now. Shakes and Banks goes inside, and she's fouled. Riley just kind of felt like things were at a slow pace, wanted to speed it up.
We passed it like 15 times. It's time to do something. Oh, that wasn't a shooting foul?
No, they said it wasn't a shooting foul. I guess not. I kind of felt like it was, too. That's what her intention was. Maddie Hayes to the hoop. Now a shooting foul going to be called. I was afraid they were going to call a charge. But that way, and that's why you hear the Lady Tiger fans frustrated. But the official had a better view.
Yeah.
Maddie Hayes in the line to shoot two. Hits the first one. Hayes, for a post player, has a good touch.
She does.
On her free throws. 67% free throw shooter.
That's good.
Hits both of them. Clay County in front, Tom, 21-7. Have the Lady Tigers tripled up. Anything jump out at you from the stat sheet?
Just the shooting of the Lady Dogs. We've got Buford's probably 3 for 4 from behind the arc. I think she missed her first shot here in the second quarter, but just really shooting it well and kind of got stagnant here in the last few minutes, though, as Gordon fought back in it a little bit, Daniel. 21-7.
Lady Tigers on the inbounds, immediately knocked out of bounds again. I've settled into the pattern these last few minutes. Each time Gordonsville has the ball, I've kind of wandered off with commentary. It's because they have produced so little at their end. I hadn't turned my head all the way towards that hoop, but they're out a whole lot, Thomas. Hallie Buford with it, crosses the timeline, gives off to Kendall Matthews, who's checked in, goes to Hayes. Hayes down low now to Burchett. Her shot up the paint, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Tigers. We'll call this set for him. It don't last long, though, because it's taken back away by Buford. Now Burchett. Now Hayes shot up, no good. And they say she walked.
I don't see that.
I disagree as well, Coach. But a travel is once called. Abby Head checks back in. Kendall Matthews checks out. Matthews, another junior guard who's played some this year. Around 6 minutes a game on average. In reserve for some of her classmates. 3:45 mark, second quarter. Lady Tigers back with it. Olivia Brown at right elbow. She's defended by Lacey Wicks. Young sets a screen. Now they kick left side in the hands of Clark. Libby Clark with it. Picks up her dribble. Kamar Young out top. Back to Brown. That's not Brown. That's freshman Heron, and she gets to the hoop and scores. The freshman, I believe, the leading scorer.
Yeah, they quit turning it over every trip like they were there in the first quarter and get some shots now.
Solid little player, freshman Mackenzie Heron.
Yeah, like you said, very young team here in Gordonsville, Daniel. You know, may have a chance to kind of right the ship for the next few years. It's Burchett with a strong move to the basket, and she's getting fouled and going to the line, Daniel. But like I said, Gordonsville kind of clawing back in it. 12-point ball game.
Yeah, 21-9. I believe this is Brownie's third trip to the free throw line. Maybe her fourth. First one's away and good. She has found her mark from that spot. Bella Ashlock checking back in. Lacey Wicks checking out. So on the floor for Coach Walker right now, Hallie Buford, Abby Head, Brownie Burchett, Bella Ashlock, Maddie Hayes. Burchett hits both of them, 23-9. Hearn with it, aggressively across the timeline. She's coast to coast, just flat out. She out-hustled Clay Kenny down the court.
Blew by whoever's guarding her. Luckily, Bella picked her up and blocked the shot.
Yeah, that was a great job by Bella Ashlock right there, blocking the shot without fouling, Daniel.
Yeah. Big height advantage helped her do it. Gordonsville inbounded from their own baseline, under 3 minutes to play here. And now a tiki-tacky foul called against Maddie Hayes.
I don't know about that.
Not much contact at all. First personal for Maddie. 17 foul, so bonus now for Gordonsville. Kamara Young at the line shooting the front end of a 1-1. Earns the right to shoot the second. And we could see Gordonsville climb back in it, Thomas. We talked on the way down. Even though Clay County's been superior to Gordonsville the last couple years, we've struggled, especially here at Gordonsville, to put them away.
Yeah, well, over the past few years, like you say, since we've been broadcasting anyway, it's always been a pretty close battle throughout. Clay County will stretch it out at the end, won't they, Coach? But it's a solid game.
It's always been close to about 2.5, 3 quarters, then we kind of pull out. But tonight it's right the opposite.
Buford on the give and go inside. Good looking attempt at it. Just caught the under edge of the backboard, though. Never made it up to the rim. Lady Tigers with the rebound. 2:25 and ticking. Second quarter. Brown with it. She's to the hoop. Loses the handle. Picked it back up herself. And they say she double dribbled. Now, can you be the first player to touch the ball if you go out of bounds?
No.
That's what happened right then. Yeah. She went out of bounds and came back into the court of play and touched the ball first. I know in football that's a rule.
Yeah.
They call it a double dribble, but I just don't think you knew the hand signal for what actually happened.
Could have been.
Clay County back with the ball, 2:15 and ticking. Second quarter, Buford with it, gives the Hayes out top. Maddie with it. Tried to dish inside to Burchett. Burchett thought someone else was there, though. Never got it. Libby Clark did get it for Gordonsville. Wild jump shot, no good. Rebound Hayes. Alley passed Abby Head. She's got a one-on-one in the front court with KK. Shots up, no good. Got her own rebound, though. Good hustle by the senior. Dishes inside to Burchett. Burchett double-teamed. Kicks back out to Head. Now Abby drives, gets to Burchett. She fires a three from the corner, and it's good. Riley Burchett, the other Lady Dog who owned the season, is shooting 44% from three. She hit it 8 of 18 coming into the night.
That's good. Maybe she needs to shoot more.
Minute 25 left in this second quarter. 16 points to advantage for Clay County, 26-10. Gordonsville has struggled offensively, in large part, due to good defensive play by the Lady Dogs. Three-pointer taken and banked right in there by freshman Molly Story. Drawing Gordonsville back within 13. 26-13 currently the score. Abby Head gives to Hallie Buford. Buford has three three-pointers here in this first half of play. Just kind of weaving around the top. 45 seconds and ticking. Abby Head. Penetrates to the free throw line. Dishes to Burchett. Riley shot up. No good. But Kamari Young fouls her. So once again, Burchett goes to the free throw line where she's only missed one shot tonight.
Now Burchett already into double figures, Daniel. After having a pretty big quarter here, she's got seven of those in this second quarter.
Free throw's good. Lacey Wicks checks back in. Maddie Hayes checks out.
On Facebook, Maddie's been picked to play in the B-Cat All-Star game after the season's over.
It's my understanding, I believe, from the voice side, Keaton Arms also chosen as well.
No, I hadn't seen that.
Well-deserved on both of them. You know, yeah. Bradley came in and started as a freshman, played a lot of basketball, going to end up... you know, probably around a 1,500-point score in her career. Going to be in the top 10 all-time already there, probably around the 10th spot.
Yeah.
Abby Head with the steal in the bucket.
Had a real good career.
Lacey Wicks called for the reach-in foul. Going to walk to the other end. Shoot the 1-1. Oh. They called it against Abby Head, her first personal. I thought it was against Wicks.
And All-Star games kind of evolved over the years back in the 90s. Before that, the Tennessee Athletic Coach Association, picked a team. They played a team from Georgia. Mandy Kendall got to play on it one time, and I got to help coach it one time.
That's great.
In 2001, we beat Georgia. We had some really good players, a bunch of Tennessee, Vanderbilt, you know, Brady Jackson, Abby Ramsey. I mean, some real players. And then when they started going to East-West, Brittany Walker and Holly Wright, two straight years got to play in.
Those are special things. Don't happen a whole lot, does it?
No.
Also, remember, I think Kinsey Arms and Taylor Strong played
did.
In an All-Star game. I'm not sure if it was a B-Cat one or not. Could have been, though.
Yeah, it was B-Cat. I think that's the only one they have now.
Still in a bucket by Abby Head, extending the Clay County point lead, 32-15, currently the score. 17 points the difference. Gordons will inbound in here after that bucket. Time's going to expire.
Fields and scores are in the last minute while we're talking.
Yeah. 32-15, it's halftime here at Gordonsville. Time for the Poplar Grove Halftime Body Shop Show. I said that wrong, but here it comes.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Gordonville 32-15 here at the break. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to a 15-2 lead at the end of the first quarter before the Tigerettes hung with them in the second stanza. The Lady Dogs only outscoring Gordonville 17-13 to lead by 32-15 here at the break. For Gordonville, Libby Clark has three, Mackenzie Heron two, Tamara Young one, Olivia Brown two, K.K. Roberts has two, Bailey Stewart two, and Molly Story has three. Pacing Clay County is Riley Burchett. She has 12 points here at halftime. Isabella Hell has two. Abby Head has seven. Hallie Buford nailed 3 three-pointers in the first quarter and has 9 points here at the break. And Madison Hayes has 2 for Clay County. Again, the Lady Bulldogs lead the Tigerettes 32-15 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Hermit Springs 5th and 6th grade basketball. The 5th and 6th grade Lady Wildcats team finished the year 7-2 after they fell in the James C. Hale tournament against Pickett County on Saturday by a score of 17-46. I want to say congratulations to Coach Maddie Harlan and her assistant Summer Cherry and the Lady Wildcats for putting together a strong season. Salina K-8 5th and 6th grade basketball, the K-8 5th and 6th boys finished their season 12-5 after suffering defeat in the James C. Hale tournament against Waynesboro 24-37 yesterday, bringing the close on a strong year for Coach Marty Maxfield and assistants Derek Upchurch and Dylan Maxfield. The 5th and 6th grade Lady Dogs moved to 10-3 on the year after beating South Fentress yesterday 26-9. They advance to the quarterfinals of the James C. Hale tournament, where they'll be playing Glenn Martin this coming Saturday at 3:15. Salina K-8 Junior High basketball. The junior high girls will play Homestead at 5:45 on Thursday in the James C. Hale tournament. Coach Marty Maxfield and the junior high boys ended their season 6-10 after losing 12-44 yesterday to a strong Columbia Academy team. It wasn't the finish they had hoped for, but I got to watch them the whole year. Tremendous improvement made from the beginning of the year to the end of the year for that junior high boys basketball team. Tyreek Key and the 14-2 Tennessee Vols lost to the Kentucky Wildcats. They 14-2 now, or did I put that wrong? 14-3. Yeah, 3, I thought so. 14-3 after losing to the Kentucky Wildcats 56-63 on Saturday. They tipped off. They're in Starkville, Mississippi tonight. Tipped off at 6 o'clock against Mississippi State. I'm not sure. We may try to dig up an update on that, but internet's hard to come by here. It's tough. Grant Strong and 8-11 Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. They beat Tennessee State Saturday 71-63. They tip off next on Thursday in Arkansas against Little Rock at 7:30. Katie Arms and the 13-5 Freed Hardman Lady Lions lost to Campbellsville 66-74 on Saturday. They are set to host Shawnee State for a 4:30 tip on Thursday. And finally, Cherokee Upton and the 5-9 Volunteer State Lady Pioneers lost to Walter State 39-52 on Saturday. They have a week off before hosting Chattanooga State at 2 o'clock this coming Saturday. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home, from the elements. Coach Sims, well, actually one comment here, loyal listener and former Clay County High School principal, Melissa White, a good friend of both mine and yours, Mr. Sims, she says that Tyreek not playing tonight for the Big Orange. According to the internet, he is sick and not suited,
really?
I suppose.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So certainly wish him a quick and speedy recovery. And the ball's good luck with that. And thank you, Miss White, for that. Third quarter action here underway. The teams flip into the court. Gardens will going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. During this first half of play in front of their bench, Clay Kenny will be shooting at the hoop to our right. Starting the second half for Coach Walker, those original five starters of Izzy Hale, Abby Head, Bella Ashaw, Kelly Buford, and Bradley Merchant. Clay Kenny with it after a misleading tiger shot, give and go between Buford and Merchant. She misses the layup. So we opened the third quarter similar to how we started the first quarter.
And that was pretty, though. We missed the shot.
Gordonsville back with it, trying to cut into this Clay County lead. 17 points the advantage for the black, purple, and gold. 32-15 right now. Bella Ashok with another steal. She's got quite the knack for that, Thomas.
She does. We talked about Wicks's length. Ashok, her anticipation plus her length is just, you know, second to none, really. We talk about how she affects the game, and that's one of the ways.
You know, Wicks, quicker than Ashok is. But like you say, just the savvy anticipation of Ashok, almost like a safety in football, getting in the passing lane. That's what you see out of her. Really good at it. Having difficulty?
I think we've lost our power.
Oh, well,
we'll figure it out.
We've had a bit of technical difficulty. It's always an adventure when you travel to a new place, especially when they switch sides on you and things. Folks, I know that we have had difficulty at times over the years broadcasting. We appreciate your feedback, telling us when things aren't working right, and we appreciate you sticking with us. Clay County back with the basketball. Burchett inside, spins, shoots. A lot of contact.
Man.
No whistles, though.
Well, that was a foul.
Lady Tigers back with it. Libby Clark with it, right wing, dishes over to Nevaeh West. We didn't see West much after the opening minutes of the contest. Coach Dillard perhaps trying to get her attention by setting her down.
Yeah, he made some mass substitutions, Daniel, and it may have worked as West scores.
Kamara Young inside.
Oh, Young. Okay.
I think it was West with the bucket. Not the bucket, but the assist. Buford at right wing, gives Ashok right corner, tries to go inside to Hale, does so, easy with it, spins to her left, and they call a charge.
Charge? Well, I said a walk, but it's a charge.
6:05 mark, third quarter. A lot of momentum favoring the Lady Tigers, Thomas. Fortunately, a big lead for Clay County, 32-19.
Izzy goes to the bench with four, Daniel, I think. I think that's what the announcer said. Could be wrong.
I know. I'd say you're right. A travel now call against Gordonsville. I tracked fouls. I had several. I did miss a few. I usually do. Clay County wanting to slow down here, Coach Sims. Hopefully get a grip back on this contest.
Well, I mean, we've got good shots, but just miss them. You know, right under the basket.
Working the perimeter. Buford in right corner. Back out to Bella Ashlaw. Now Abby Head out top. Coach Walker sending an instruction to the ladies. Haley Buford to the hoop. A nice move. Gets there. Scores.
Good.
Buford draws the contact. Goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Good, good crowd here in Gordonsville tonight. As always, the black, purple, and gold faithful traveling well. Gordonsville also with a good home crowd across the way. But I think we've matched them person for person. Buford good on the free throw, completes the three-point play. Gordonsville back with it, under pressure now. A turnover created. Gordonsville maintains it, though. I thought they lost it. Nevaeh West with it at right wing. Slows down, gives to Clark out top. She kicks across to Heron. Heron fires a three. Ooh, missed it. Just a little short off the front of the iron. Hayes with the rebound, gives to Wicks. Wicks. Coach, seems I'm not a good judge of this type of thing. Where do you put this at in terms of seating compared to Joe Sims' gym? Is it similar in size to ours? Do you think that we hold more or less?
Yeah, they're pretty similar. I think we might hold a few more. I think we got a few more rows on probably on both sides, but
I get that feeling. That's what I was thinking.
They're probably within 200 or 300 of us, I'd say.
Timeout taken, 30-second variety. We'll play one at to come back. 35-19, Clay County.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Hallie Buford inbound from the baseline. Works in Debbie Head, jumps off the glass, good. Heron works it in. Going to be taken back away. Now given back to the Tigers. Senior Olivia Brown with it. Across the timeline, into the front court. Clark shot up from right block, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. A lot of points left on the court by either squad.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's nervous, but she's going to shoot the ball right there. She's not trying to throw it to somebody else.
Lacey Wicks inside the Burchett. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks out the head. Three-pointer left wing. Good.
Yeah.
Abby Head, two dribbles tonight. Maybe three. It's her first of the second half. Brown with it quickly across the timeline. Has her pocket picked by Wicks. Loose ball picked up by Buford. Hallie back the other way, trying to extend now this 21-point Clay County lead. Abby Head fires a three. Good.
You wore it out.
Keep shooting till you miss, I say. She's got the hot hand, much like Hallie Buford did to start the game.
Yeah, three Lady Dogs already in double figures, Daniel. Buford, Burchett, both have a cool dozen. And then you look over at Abby Head with those, I guess she scored eight straight here pretty quickly, Daniel. She's up to 15.
Bradley Burchett had a steal there, ended up double dribbling, and Gordon will take him back over. 24 points to lead for Clay County. Biggest lead of the night, 43-19.
Yeah, once Gordon scored the first 4 points of the second half, we ripped off 8. 11 unanswered, Daniel.
Gordon's was just throwing it away to us now. Nice steal by Hallie Buford. We come to the other end. Good play by Abby Head.
Good save. Yeah, I don't think she really meant to do that, but worked out pretty good.
Kept it alive, throwing it backwards off of Lady Dog. Few substitutions on the floor. Freshman Baylor Walden, junior Kendall Matthews check in. Joining them, sophomore Lacey Wicks, senior Riley Burchett, and senior Abby Head. Burchett inside. They get her for the offensive foul. Use the forearm. Little forearm shove. Wasn't a blatant move, but it was there. You didn't like the call, did you, Thomas?
No, to me, if you don't extend your arm, it, you know,
yeah, they're gonna
call it. Make a power move, you know, with your forearm, with your body, Daniel. So, yeah, I don't like the call at all.
We were talking about that on the way up here. That's I'm kind of laughing here. But you were vehemently arguing that point earlier. You know, I agree with you. And Burchett played it to perfection.
He did.
The officials didn't agree. Number 15, Olivia Brown on the triple for Gordonsville. 43-22. Head now being closely defended by freshman Madison Askin. I like the hustle of some of these young lady tackles.
Yeah, they play hard.
Abby Head, out top, kicks the Wicks. Lacey fires a three, a little too strong. Rebounded by Gordonsville. K.K. Roberts with it. Kicks over to Brown. Brown across the timeline. Tamale Story, and she travels. .235 and ticking, third quarter. 43-22, Clay County up. Burchett inside, power move, scores. just bagged Kamar Young to the point of no return there. Used her body to get position. Of course, Burchett has mastered just about every post move there is down there inside.
Unless somebody's just a whole lot taller than her, she can get her shot off.
Yeah.
We have seen her a few times. Just the big old girl, Clark Range, a couple years ago, you know, she couldn't get a shot off.
That girl, you know, you're talking about a six-footer that had a lot of weight to her as well.
Well, it had a big long arm.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one before her that was heavier, a little shorter, I think.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Golly, that one you're talking about, forget her name. She is a good ball player, too.
Pagan had a big old long arm on that. Maddie didn't have much luck against.
2 minutes left in this third quarter. Lacey Wicks with it. Hands off to Hannah Buford. Buford penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks to Baylor Walden. Walden circles the perimeter. Gives to Hattie. Hattie baseline drive. Scores from left off. Minute 45 left in this third quarter. 47-22. Clay County up by 25 points. Lady Tigers just struggling to get across the timeline. Another turnover.
You know, they played pretty good the second quarter, but they went back to like the first quarter. They can't do anything right, hardly.
Freshman Ella Eads checking in. Sophomore Lacey Wicks checking out. So on the floor for Clay County, Baylor Walden, Ella Eads, who's running the point, Kendall Matthews, Bradley Burchett, and Hallie Buford. Buford under pressure, keeps it alive, dishes to Eads, now back to Buford, give and go between her and Burchett, does not bring points, ball just didn't want to fall, rolled around the rim and fell off.
We got a 25 point lead, it could easily be 35 or 40, we've missed a bunch of shots around the basket down there.
Yeah, I agree with that, there's no doubt that,
of course you ain't going to hit them all, but still, we've had pretty much wide open looks that we've missed.
Gordons will inbound from their own baseline. Huge boys contest coming up as Ella Eads takes away the inbound pass. She's into the front court under pressure. Gets to the left side. Kicks to Burchett. Bradley now all the way to the hoop.
Oh, good.
Ooh, score. Drove the left side of the lane and put it in for two. Huge boys games coming up, like I said, 14-3 Clay County. Or not 14-3, 14-3 Clay County against 14-4 Gordonsville. Two teams, Thomas, that are tied at 3-0 at the top of the district standings. It's going to be a classic. It's number 22, Molly Story, adds more points for the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. I think it could be a really good matchup. Probably the closest we'll see to matching up to the post presence we have with the Bulldogs, with Will Dudney and some of those other post players that Coach Bibbs has. So looking forward to that one.
Yeah, going
to
be a good one. John Hamilton and Keaton Arms going to get the battle tonight. I think maybe sophomore Sykes, the other big tall guy that may post up for Coach Greg Bibb. Of course, everybody familiar with Greg Bibb. He's not a new name or a new face to basketball. Is he, Coach?
No, not the district, this district anyway. Pickett and Teddy for years. And he retired for a while from coaching, and he went to Smith County, and now he's over here.
I think, according to my notes, 14th season overall, fourth season here at Gordonsville, I believe. So maybe 10 years, a decade's worth of coaching at Pickett.
Sounds about right. They actually coached girls 1 year at Smith County.
Oh, okay. Buford, reverse layup, good. As the third quarter buzzer sounds, Clay County has a 24, now they extend it to a 26-point lead, 51-25, headed into the final quarter.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 51-25 with 8 minutes left here in the ball game. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Leading the way for Clay County, we have Abby Head with 15, and both Briley Burchett and Hallie Buford have 16 apiece. The Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Plenty in there, that's for sure. Fourth quarter left to settle this one. May already be kind of settled. Clay County, 26 points, the lead for the Lady Dogs, 51-25. Whistle blows here. Offensive foul called against Gordonsville. Number 21, Bailey Stewart. She has expired from the contest. Thomas, you must have been right about Izzy. Of course, this game's under control, but we've not seen Hale since she went to the bench with four personals.
Yeah, I think she picked up that fourth on that offensive foul call, which was another one I didn't much care for, just making a move to the basket. But in a game, fortunately, that it doesn't matter. As Clay County is rolling up 26. Baylor Walton with a free throw line jumper.
No surprise there. Known as a good scorer. She adds two more points to the tally. Walden averaging about 9 minutes played a game. Of course, a lot of that recorded before we got into the heart of this district play. But she's another one I think we'll be able to go to her and depend on her, a veteran player. On the season, it scored 22 points in her prior appearances coming into tonight.
Yeah, well, in talking to Coach Walker, you know, he listed both Walden and Eads, two freshmen, in his top 10, you know, as far as when he goes 10 deep. You see that second five here on the floor, along with Kendall Matthews, Madison Hayes, and also Lacey Wicks.
Gordonsville back with it. Foul going to be called against Kendall Matthews. She was kind of run into by K.K. Roberts, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Lady Tigers on the inbound. Wicks defending. Heron creates space with a step back, misses the three. Wicks with the rebound. Wicks wants to go coast to coast, drives the right side of the lane, works baseline, shot no good, rebounded by Matthews, gives to Walden, now Eads. Eads drives the center of the lane, left-handed layup, no good. Goes out of bounds, no it does not, ball's kept alive, now it goes out of bounds.
Nice move by the freshman Eads right there, a little stutter step at the top and then blew down the lane, Daniel.
Yeah, we see why Coach Walker mentions her in that second rotation. Freshman Hearn with it for the Lady Tigers. Works against sophomore Lacey Wicks. You had a good display there just how close Wicks can guard defensively. Didn't create a turnover, but was all over Hearn. As the Lady Tigers had two more. 53-27 now the score. 5:50 and ticking fourth quarter. Walden, 12-foot jumper. No good. Hit the back of the iron, popped up, and fell out. Gordonsville with the rebound. Madison Askin with it right side. Gives off to Roberts. Now inside, that shot missed. Hayes with the rebound. Maddie averaging about 3.5 rebounds a game.
He played really big in that Clark Range game, Daniel. You know, finished with double digits, had 11 points in that contest. And just really played well with plays like that.
Nice inside move by Hayes. Not an easy shot. It was close proximity, but had to work underneath the hoop and around it to get the bucket. Hayes playing about 13 minutes a game on average this year. Lady Tigers with it. Young group of girls on the floor for them. I've not fully learned their names tonight. I apologize for that. It's another three-pointer added by Molly Story. Now, she's a freshman. She's getting close to double digits.
Yeah, she's got nine, Daniel, and all of them coming from behind the arc.
Next action for the Lady Dogs is Madison Hayes. That's two more. She's getting it done inside. No surprise. We know how good she is on the post. Next action will be back at home in Joe Sims Gym against the Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs this coming Friday. Red Bull and bound to be feeling pretty good coming into that one, Coach Sims.
Yeah, after their big win against Pickett the other night.
Red Bull and tonight, Jackson County should be another win.
Should be.
Against Coach Brown and his ladies. I credit Coach Brown with staying on over the years. Of course, a tremendous amount of success, all those state titles at Jackson County. Kind of knew his talent was kind of going away and stayed with us anyway. Now, I did hear the rumor that he had the choice to keep coaching or go back to the classroom every day, and he decided to keep coaching instead of taking on full-time teaching role again.
You probably heard that from me. I asked him. He said, well, I'm going to stay because if I didn't coach, they'd make me teach. So.
Of course, I think during the day, pretty much his athletic director role occupies his day, right?
Yeah, he's got a pretty sweet
ride down
there.
he's earned it. A lot of hard work and time put in for him.
He's always had it, though.
.335 mark of this fourth quarter. As we see Roberts going to the line to shoot free throws after Matthews commits the foul. Free throws up good. 57-30 the score. 31 now. The KK Roberts hits that one. I wish the PA announcer would say her name. See if I'm saying it correctly.
I think that's about the only way you could pronounce it with a K-A-K-A.
K-A-K could be Kaka, I guess.
Could be, but I think it's KK.
3:20 and ticking. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Maddie Hayes. Gordon's looking at inbound again. Look at this Gordonsville schedule. You know, they're 6-13 on the year. Wins for them. Came over East Robertson. First game of the year. Then they beat Watertown. They beat Trousdale County. They beat the in-county rival Smith County. They knocked off Eagleville, and they beat Watertown again. I don't know much of anything about those programs. I guess they're not very strong.
Well, Smith County's not bad. I mean, of course, we played them. They went on a run after we beat them. And at one time, they had a good record, but they're about .500 now. But I think they beat Gordonsville next time they played.
Yeah, we opened the season with them, 52-40, 12-point win.
Watertown, they're a little down. Sometimes they're pretty good, but they've won 6 or 7 games, I think, this year.
Lady Tigers trying to climb back in this one as much as they can. 2:35 and ticking's not going to allow them to even the deficit. Is freshman Story hits another three-pointer.
You got four from behind the arc, a cool dozen for Story.
This group of freshmen Lady Tigers could be the ones to restore some pride to this Lady Tiger basketball program. Maddie Hayes inside, adds two more. Subs coming in, sophomore Jada Banks, junior Ava Carr, senior Paige Matthews, and freshman Kaylee Brown. Ella Eads stays on the court to round out the lineup. 59-35 here. Of course, Clay County opened up the game
15-0, and then Gordonsville scored right before the first quarter buzzer, Daniel, and make it 15-2 at the end of one. And so, then they kind of fought back in it there in the second quarter and maintained. Clay County led by 17 at the break and kind of went from there.
Yeah, this game never really has been in question as the Lady Tigers come up with a steal and a bucket. It's number 5, Lucy Manor, likely a sister to graduated Lily Manor. We haven't seen her in the contest until now. She's a sophomore, but some of those freshmen – in the depth chart before her, I guess. leads with it. Works the left side of the lane. Nice pass to Brown. Shot inside. Good. Freshman Kaylee Brown getting the bucket. Three-pointer taken from left corner by Emma Crawford for the Lady Tigers. No good. Rebounded, though, by a teammate of hers. Now taken away by Jada Banks.
Yeah, really impressed by Eads. First time I've kind of seen her in action here, being able to drive the lane and handle the ball out top, Coach.
Thomas just talking about Ella Eads, a pretty competent-looking young player.
Yeah, she may be our point guard of the future.
Very well could be. Block shot. Kaylee Brown comes down, swats it out of bounds. 40.7 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. 61-37 the score. Lady Tigers inbound it and immediately kick it back out of bounds. And now it's Clay County ball.
Good.
Eads across the timeline. Works to the right. Goes inside. Nice little pass across the lane to Kaylee Brown. Brown not expecting it, though. And he goes out of bounds. Seconds and ticking. Stay with us when this goes final. Going to do the Eco Panel wrap after this game. Before getting into the Carquest pregame show right before the boys. Three-pointer taken and missed by Gordesville. Clay County rebounds, Eads with it. Score is going to be a final one, 61-37. As the buzzer sounds to signify the end of this contest, Clay County moves to 16-4 on the season, 4-0 in District 7A play.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where we just witnessed Clay County take down the Tigerettes 61-37. This time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up, Coach Sims. This one played out kind of like we expected. Clay County came out sharp, jumped on them 15-2 at the end of the first quarter. Gorgel kind of fought back in a little bit in the second, and then they put them away with a third quarter surge. Three Lady Bulldogs in double figures. Yeah, this is what you want to see.
It is. Like we talked earlier, you know, it could have been worse. We missed some shots around the basket, but I was really impressed with our defense there early in the game. Man, we were just taking it away from them every trip just about there for a while. Then they kind of settled down and started passing it better and hitting a few shots. But I think after we got that initial lead, I think they got it maybe to 13 one time. But we made a little run right before halftime and extended out. And then I think they scored the first four of the second half. Then we went on a big run and took it from like 15 up to 25 or 30, and the game was over. But yeah, we played pretty well, I thought, for the most part.
Shot the ball really well. I thought Daniel was talking about the statistics. This team shooting well over 40% from three behind the arc, and they did it again tonight. How big would that be moving forward in this conference?
I mean, it's big. I mean, anytime you've got three or four that can step out there and shoot that kind of percentage, I mean, that's great. I mean, they've almost got a, you know, if you leave Bradley one-on-one, and even Izzy and Maddie, I mean, they're going to score on you one-on-one most of the time. So if you're going to come out and guard those three-point shooters, they're going to have a field day inside. If you help down, somebody outside's going to be open. So that's a good thing to have, you know, an inside-out game.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit more of that, in my opinion. When the ball goes in the post, Riley Burchie gets double team or season opening. She's kicking it out for those shooters, aren't she?
Yeah, she's doing a good job with that. And Hallie's shooting it good. Andy's shooting it good. You know, Bella hit one every once in a while. And even Riley will step up there and hit some threes. I think Daniel said she's shooting like 45% from out there this year. Hadn't shot a lot of them, but
right. She's
like 8 out of 18. But that's really good.
Well, the biggest thing about this one, Coach, Clay County is now 4-0
right. In
District 7A. How good does that make you feel when you're sitting? You beat every opponent in your league so far when you got to go play them again.
Well, good. I mean, a whole lot better than being 2-2 or 1-4 or whatever. And of course, three of them have been on the road. You know, that's really good. We get Pickett, Gordon's from Red Morning at home because we got to go to Clark Range. That'll be a tough game. But, you know, I feel like we can go up there and win if we just play our game, you know.
For Gordonsville, nobody in double figures. Molly Story led the way with 9 points off the bench. She had three three-pointers. Madison Askin had two. Kaikai Roberts with four. Lucy Manor with two. Olivia Brown with five. Kamara Young with three. Mackenzie Heron, four. And Libby Cart, three. So this young team, a lot of people on the board for them, Coach. We talked about it throughout the broadcast. This Tigerette team could have a future.
Yeah, those freshmen played that last quarter. They shot it good, dribbled it pretty good. You know, they may be a pretty good team before they get done.
And then for Clay County, we see Kaylee Brown off the bench with 2 points. Also, Baylor Walden with two. Maddie Hayes finished with eight. Isabella Hale had foul trouble tonight. She had 2 points. And then three players in high double figures. You have to consider these three as three of the top players in the league. We see this night in, night out. All three averaging 10 points. We see Abby Hebb with 15, and both Hallie Buford and Briley Burchett with 16, Coach.
Those three are really good players, you know. Other than maybe the Fleming girl, to me, those are the best three players in the district. Fleming probably right there with them, but I think they're better than anybody that Clark Ranger Pickett's got.
And the experience of those girls really shows, I think.
You
mentioned that in the Red Bowen win, I think, or the Pickett County win.
Yeah,
we're seeing that play out, too.
I thought that was really big up there that night. They played all those games and had been in those situations before, been in the state tournament, you know. And it's just good to have kids that have been there.
Coach, appreciate you. Good to have you here. We'll see you Friday night.
Okay.
And back at home.
Sounds
again,
good.
Clay County beats Gordonsville 61-37 here in the girls' game. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store
proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous
sliced pork
shoulder,
shredded
chicken ribs, and
other cuts,
all served on eight sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update.
Tuesday night saw Red Bull and Springs lose to Pickett County 53-83 in boys play. Also on Tuesday, Clay County beat Clark Range 69-29. Tonight's action, 5-18 Clark Range going over to Birdstown to play the 11-7 Bobcats. Coach, who do you like in that one? Clark Range at Pickett County. We got 14-3 Clay County about to play 14-4 Gordonsville. That's the premier game. 1-15 Red Bull and Springs at 11-4 Jackson County. And then on Thursday night, Pickett County, tough task. They go into Hawkeye country to play 15-3 Livingston Academy. Can the Bobcats do anything there, or will the Wildcats win?
You know, I'm going to go with the Wildcats on that one.
They're strong this year. Current District 7A standings. Two teams tied for first, Lawrenceville and Clay County. Two teams tied for third, Clark Range and Pickett, both 1-2 in conference play. And Red Bull and Springs, fifth place at 0-4. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, License to Kill. We'll go ahead and wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, let's make sure we cover it all just like their agency does. We've got veteran coach Rob Edwards, veteran coach Greg Bibb, very familiar with one another. Two teams that have no love lost for each other.
No.
What do we need to see happen here tonight for the black, purple, and gold to come out on top?
Well, we just need our well-balanced attack, play some good defense, keep our heads, and we know sometime during the game probably Coach Bibb's going to lose his for us. But, I mean, you know, we are, without a doubt, the two best teams in the district this year. And this game tonight could go a long way on deciding who's going to, I know it's early, but who's going to be the number one seed when all this is over with.
Four seniors starting for Gordonsville. Five seniors starting for Clay County. Going to be a lot of young men playing out here tonight that are veterans of the game. It's going to take a lot to get either team rattled and shaken up. This is going to be about playing for four quarters and keeping your focus, isn't it?
Yes, it could be. You know, and like I said, keep your head and just concentrate on the game out there and not let any of the side activities have any effects on you. Just do your job.
There you go, folks. That's been the full coverage final word. Brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups. Brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Gordonsville Tigers, their head coach Greg Bibb, 14th season overall, fourth season here in Gordonsville. They have a 14-4 record on the year, 3-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Gordonsville, a senior, number 2, Braden Holloman. A sophomore, number 10, Brody Sachs. A senior, number 11, Peyton Clymer. A senior, number 20, Will Dudney. And a senior, number 30, Ryder Grisham. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 23rd season overall. 516 wins to 201 losses. 14-3 record this season. 3-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County. A senior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A senior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 15, Bryce Bailey. A senior, number 44, Alec Kirk. And a senior, 00, John Hamilton. State Farm Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County, the visiting team tonight, they wore their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Gordonsville, the home team, white home jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Gordonsville will be working at the hoop to our right. Thomas, we've been waiting on this one.
Yeah, we have, Daniel. It's always a big game, no matter how good Gordonsville's supposed to be. But guess what? The Tigers are highly rated this year. They're expected to compete on the hardwood, much like they always do on the gridiron. One thing jumps out at me, Bryce Bailey, back out there. We saw him come out sharp in the last contest, tweaked his ankle a little bit, but he's here tonight and on the floor. I think that could be big for Clay County.
John Hamilton controls the tip against sophomore Brody Sachs. Jimmy Burchett with it out top, gives the arms baseline. Keaton drives, picks up the dribble, kicks back to Jimmy. Bailey with it now out top. These teams met three times last year. Clay County swept them 1-3, eliminated the Tigers in the region semis. Kerr with it in the corner, back out to Jimmy. We see Hamilton and Arms both trying to set up down low. Actually, Arms sets up in left corner now, kind of four wide. Burgett, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Peyton Clymer. Clymer across the timeline, surveys the defense. Double post set for the Tigers. It's sophomore Sykes and senior Will Dudney. Dudney, a savvy veteran. Thomas has been playing ball a long time down here. Two-sport athlete, and he's nobody that we can overlook.
Yeah, no doubt. We saw him and Keaton Arms kind of go at it last season, Daniel, in the post. I expect more of the same in this contest.
Clymer misses the jump shot. Keaton Arms with the rebound. Neither team on the scoreboard yet.
Looks like a couple of boxers just kind of feeling each other out to begin with.
Three-pointer by Spagley, top of the
good
key,
shot.
Good.
That's a good sign.
Yes, it is. In the girls' game, we saw Hallie Buford and Abby Head both hit a lot of three-pointers. And now Bryce Bailey opening it up nice for the boys.
Just really impressed. After a two, maybe three-game layoff, Bryce Bailey hasn't lost his stroke, Daniel.
You know, came back late in that Clark Range game.
Turnover.
Retweet that ankle. We were afraid, maybe re-aggravated it, but looking healthy tonight so far. As Coach mentioned, Gordonsville with a turnover. Clay County with a chance to extend on this 3-0 lead they've got, 6:15 and ticking first quarter. Bailey on the season, a 40% three-point shooter. It hit 26 of 65 coming into tonight.
You know, if there's one knock against this team, it could be that. Who's the knockdown shooter? Who replaces Jeff Favey in that role? And Bryce Bailey's doing that.
John Hamilton, jump shot, left elbow, a little too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Holloman for the Tigers. Has his pocket pick down at Kerr. Kerr, coast to coast with it. Layup good.
Laid it right in.
Keith Alec Kerr been playing some outstanding basketball for this Bulldog team. Bryce Bailey denying an inbound pass. Swats it out of bounds. Number 30, the lone sophomore starter. I'm sorry, another of those senior starters, Ryder Grisham, going to try to inbound again.
Yeah, you mentioned Kerr, career high 23 in the big win over York. And he's also led this team, Daniel, I think in the last four contests in scoring.
Tigers back with it. Already they go to the bench. Sophomore Tristan Wood is checked in. Senior Ryder Grisham is checked out. Holloman with it out top, uses a sack screen, works left, picks it up, gives to Dudney. Dudney fires a long two, no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline, outlet pass to Hamilton, power dribble, shot good.
Good, great pass, good court awareness.
Coach Bibb takes the timeout, wants to talk to his team. Coach Edwards Bunch, 7-9 lead early.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County's jumped out to a 7-0 lead behind a bucket from Alec Kerr and John Hamilton and a big three-pointer from senior Bryce Bailey in his return from injury, Daniel.
Great opening, Coach, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, we've done just a little bit of everything. Some good defense, some good passing on offense, good shots.
This Gordonsville team is the first personal fouls called. It's going to go against Bryce Bailey. Speaking with their PA announcer earlier, getting lineups, they've had some attrition. Only 10 Tigers dressed tonight as opposed to this big bench that's overflowing for the black, purple, and gold. Coach Edwards with at least 12 guys dressed over there beside him, not counting the five on the floor.
Yeah.
So Gordonsville, some injury and sickness at this point in the season.
Rebound by Keaton.
Big rebound by Keaton Arms. Gordonsville is yet to find the bucket. Very similar to the opening of the girls' game. Kerr's three-pointer no good. Rebound Clymer. Clymer across the timeline. Works ahead to Wood. Wood with it inside now to Sykes. He works against Hamilton. John all over him. Good job by Hamilton. And a foul going to be called, though. I can't argue it. But good defense, though, by John.
Real close contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hate to see him get bailed out right there after Hamilton pretty much had him stonewalled, Daniel. But and we've talked about John Hamilton in every broadcast, but you can't play it any better than Hamilton just did right there.
Sacks at the line, gets the first Tiger point, 7-1 now after the free throw. Clay County has won 7 straight in this series, going back to the 2020 season. As Sacks hits another. I remember listening to that game. I was listening to 104-1 The Ranch, a game that we didn't call, and it was like they'd won the state title. Because honestly, at that point, it had been a long time since they had beat us in basketball. Kerr with it, works the baby in the corner. Bryce back out top to Jimmy. Jimmy works against Holloman, wants to take him to the hoop, loses the handle on it, picked up by Dudney. Gordon's with a chance to go on a bit of a run here. They've scored the last 2 points in the contest on those Sacks free throws. Ball out top in the hands of sophomore Tristan Wood. Gives off to Holloman. Holloman now works against Kerr. Gets to the elbow. Jump shot. In and out. No good. Rebound and put back by Gordonsville. No good. Over the back called against Sacks. The sophomore's first personal. Brody Sacks. Good looking player. Started last year as a freshman. And he's already, I don't know, he's taller than John Hamilton. Hamilton stands around 6'4", so yeah. Sacks, coach, pretty, is a sophomore.
Pretty good-sized kid.
Yeah, he is. And you know that his coordination is just going to keep getting better as he gets older, so he's going to be a force.
Absolutely.
Bailey at the free throw line, gives to Burchett. Jimmy with it, drives inside, pulls up, gives the arms, long two-pointer from the baseline, in. Keaton Arms with nice touch.
Nice little set shot.
You see, Gordonsville just in a straight man, Daniel, but they're athletic enough to stick with these Clay County Bulldogs so far. Coach Bibb likes for his team to give a lot of help and sag off, almost a zone look at times. And that's what we're seeing as we see another block. I think that one was by Arms or Hamilton one, Daniel.
Good heads-up play.
Hamilton in there blocking the shot, coming away with the loose ball, and then throws it off of a Tiger to maintain possession.
And got Coach Bibb upset about some call here, Daniel. Already up on his feet, kind of berating the officials.
The fans get behind him. Good atmosphere here before us. Good student section for Gordonsville. They've got the band across the way who plays at times. Clay County with a 7-point lead, 9-2. They work inside to Hamilton. John going to be fouled. It's number 23, junior Eli Adams, who gets the personal.
A great job by Hamilton of sealing off the defender down low. That's a lethal combination. When you got Keaton Arms at the free throw line, you know, he's a quarterback, Daniel, so he can definitely make that entry pass. And when John Hamilton catches it low, you better foul him or he's going to score.
Dogs on the inbound play. It was not a shooting foul. Bailey with it. Uses an arm screen to get a shot off. No good. Rebound Holloman. And now foul called on Hamilton, his second personal.
No, that, he's got to learn not to do that.
White Browning going to check in for Hamilton. Also checking in, sophomore Nate Adams and sophomore Lance Burchett have checked into the contest, joining Adams and Burchett on the floor are Bryce Bailey, White Browning, and Keaton Ars. 2:30 and ticking, first quarter. Clay Kenny leads by 7, 9-2. Gordonsville has struggled so far to find the hoop. Adams with it out top, kicks over to the sophomore. Wood, three-pointer no good, rebound Nate Adams. Adams quickly across the timeline, sets up in the front court, kicks to his cousin Jimmy Burchett. Actually, that's Lance Burchett. Back in the hands of Adams out top. Coach Edwards sends in the play. Bibb up stalking the sidelines. Edwards in a crouch in front of the Clay County bench. Whistles blow. They say Adams stepped on the baseline.
Yeah, got a little deep before he caught the pass.
Gordonsville back in possession, minute 55 and ticking. This one is for the early lead in District 7A play. Both teams 3-0 in the conference currently. Dudney out top, arms giving him room. Dudney gives up. Holloman now, left side of the lane, layup, no good. Hop the glass, rebound, Keaton Arms. Arms already with 3 or 4 rebounds.
Yeah, that was a great job by Keaton right there. Knew he couldn't come down with it, so he tipped it off the glass to himself. Adams.
Good move by Adams taking it to the hole.
Sure did.
He saw the opening and took it straight to the hole.
Nice lay-in. Sophomore Nate Adams, not a stranger in Bulldog country. Started last year in football. not a starter in basketball this year, but playing a ton of time. Actually, he did start when Bailey was out with that ankle injury. Adams adds a bucket for Gordonsville. Lance Burchett out top, swings to Nate. Nate with it, under pressure from Wood, gives back to Lance. Lance has played a huge role. It's an offensive foul called against Keaton Arns, I believe.
Yeah, referee's saying he had him hooked, had the defender hooked, Daniel, trying to get the baseline entry pass. Like I say, this is going to be a game that's played in the blocks. You know, I think the officials just need to let it play out down there.
14 fouls for Clay County, 2 for Gordonsville. 45 seconds and ticking. Clay County leading here, 11-4. Low scoring first quarter. Tigers looking for a bucket. Sykes, right wing, spins inside, works against Arms. Arms denying him the hoop. Shot no good. Sykes with his own rebound takes out Adams. Adams is hurt on the floor. Somebody stepped on the baseline. Going to be Gordonsville basketball.
The whole sequence started with great post defense from Keaton Arms right there, denying Sykes the basket, Daniel, as Bailey gets a steal.
Take away by Bailey. Bailey to the hoop. Euro step, crossover, layup, no good. Rebound Wood. Tristan Wood across the timeline. 15 seconds to play. Full hit of steam as he gets off the climber. Lance Burchett called for the personal. Quick pace here.
Yes, it is. Not a lot of scoring, but it's moving up and down a whole lot.
A lot of good athletes. On the floor now for Clay County with 16.9 seconds to play. Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, White Browning, Weston Burble, and Lance Burchett. All five starters on the bench. Adams on the inbound play. Eli Adams, that is. He's fouled by Nate Adams. Adams going to go to the line to shoot two as Nate picks up his first personal. 16 fouls to win the first quarter here.
Yeah, we're going to be in the 1-1 the rest of the half.
15.7 seconds on the clock as Eli Adams hits the first of his two free throws. Keaton Arms checks back in for the offensive set here. White Brandon checking out. Arms with one personal, John Hamilton with two. Adams hits both free throws. Andrew Smith inbounds, gets to Nate Adams. Nate taking his time, gets across the timeline, back to Andrew Smith. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Lance Burchett with it, right wing. Drives inside, gets to the hoop, and they're going to say an offensive foul called against Lance Burchett. The black, purple, and gold faithful do not appreciate that call. That's 17 fouls now in the first quarter. Of course, no 1-1 be shot right here since it was an offensive foul.
Yeah, Burchett had the step right there, kind of bobbled the ball a little bit, and that kind of got him out of control, Daniel, underneath. They're going to get Adams again, running through a Dudney's or a screen. I'm not real sure what's going on.
Well, I feel it should have been an illegal moving screen on Sykes rather than a foul.
That was a blindside screen. No, that's
The officials a bit out of control in this one, and Coach Edwards wants an explanation. 1.2 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And here we've got Sykes in the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 18 miles against Clay County. I'm not saying they're not happening. Maybe that last one was just a blowed call. But either way, my official stance is I appreciate these three officials for being willing to come and do this. We couldn't play without them.
I don't know. We might do better calling our own sounds.
Sykes in the line. Misses the front end. Rebound. Burchett. First quarter ends. It's what we thought it'd be, a knockdown drag out. 11-6, Clay County leads by 5 after 1 at Gordonsville.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 11-6 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, John Hamilton, and Nate Adams, all with 2 points here in the first quarter. And Bryce Bailey has a three-pointer for the Dogs as they lead 11-6. This Bulldog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it, just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
First quarter thoughts, Coach.
Well, we're ahead of them. That's about the only good thing we can say right now. But we've played a little bit better than they did, so hopefully we can continue.
11-6 the score as we begin this second quarter. Sacks on the inbound, hands back to Clymer. Now Holloman out top. Holloman, the true point guard on the squad. Clymer does a lot of the ball handling himself. Will Dudney out top. Swings back to Holloman. Left wing defended by Kerr. Inside now to Dudney. No, that Sacks with it. Jump shot in the paint. Good. Bucket is good for sophomore Brody Sacks. And we've got a three-point contest. 11-8. Clay County with the advantage. Bryce Bailey with it. Works the left wing. Gives off to Arms. Keaton looking in the defense. Kicks to Burchett. Jimmy now out top. Swings back to Bailey. Bryce going to reset. Give to Kerr. Back to Arms. Trying to look inside to Browning as he works against Sacks. Can't get it to him. Kerr now penetrates to the elbow. Back out to Bailey. A takeaway by the Tigers here. They got it to Holloman in the front court. He works against Burchett. Layup's good. 11-10 now.
We've got a ball game.
I thought we were, had a lot of passing going on there. And a timeout taken. Coach Edwards wanted to talk to his team. 11 for Clay County. 10 for Gordonsville. 6:46 mark, second quarter.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County only leads by one, 11-10, 6:46 left here in the second quarter. And Daniel, Gordonsville, since the Dogs went up 11-2, have ripped off 8 points unanswered to climb within one.
Boy, I didn't realize that. 11-2, now it's 11-10. Clay County looking for a bucket to break that streak for the Tigers. Coming out of this timeout, be curious to know the message Coach Edwards sent to his team there. Burchett opens up with a three-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound Tigers. Holloman with it. Four guards. Will drive to the left side of the lane. Gets to the hoop and scores. 12-11. Gordonsville takes their first lead. Jimmy with it. Gives off to Bryce. Bryce Bailey now. Being defended by Ryder Grisham. Gives off to Kerr. Kerr uses a Browning screen to penetrate. Jump shot good.
Good job.
Spun into the paint from right elbow. Hit the six-foot jumper. 6-minute mark, second quarter. Clay County back in front by one, 13-12.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing, Clay County's kind of gone away from that post mentality early in this second quarter, Daniel. And, of course, John Hamilton on the bench also with 2 fouls.
Holloman again to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound White Browning, gets out to Kerr. Kerr across the timeline, sets up at left wing. Fakes the drive, now kicks back to Jimmy. Jimmy out top. Another screen by Browning. Jump shot by Burchett. No good. Good-looking shot. Just did not fall. Gordonsville back with it. Trying to reclaim the lead. Currently Clay County 13. Gordonsville 12. Clymer with it. Drives inside. Picks up the dribble. Kicks out to Dudney. Dudney has not been involved offensively other than to set screens on the perimeter. He's working up at the post. They've just not fed him yet because Arms is doing a good job with him. Offensive foul called against number 30, Ryder Grisham.
Jimmy Burchett standing his ground down there, Daniel, underneath the goal, drawing the harm to get Clay County the ball back.
Jimmy Burchett getting a breather as his sophomore brother Lance checks in. Lance going to run the point. Joining Lance on the floor, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms, White Browning, and Alec Kerr. Of course, Hamilton on the bench now for several minutes due to having two personal fouls. Kerr, jump shot, right elbow, no good. Rebound, Clymer. Clymer ahead to Holloman. Holloman in the front court. Works against Lance Burchett. Kicks to Sykes. Shot up, good from left block.
Good pass.
Gordon's will outplay us right now.
They
yeah.
Got the ball down before we did, so we got there.
Gordon's with a little bit of a faster tempo. Burchett, jump shot, good in the lane. Lance Burchett, I started to go into it earlier, didn't have time. He's been a huge player for Coach Edwards so far during his sophomore year. Dudney inside, traveled, got away with it. Shot was no good, and it goes out of bounds. Should have been called either travel or a jump ball. That happens sometimes.
We'll take possession, though.
Good. Andrew Smith checking in for Bryce Bailey here. Daniel, as Coach Edwards wants to talk to Bailey on the sideline.
Edwards not happy right now with his senior guard. Talking over there. Burchett, three-pointer, a little short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Adams. Four guards. Well, he kicks to Holloman. Holloman into the front court. Hands back off to Wood. Now Grisham. Grisham works against Andrew Smith. Picks up the dribble. Gives back to Holloman.
Stepped out of bounds.
And a turnover by the Tigers, as Coach said. Gordonsville stepped out of bounds. On the floor for Clay County, Lance Burchett, Andrew Smith, Alec Kerr, White Branding, and Keaton Arms. Clay County, after having an 11-point first quarter, only 4 points so far in this second quarter, and we're 3:45 and ticking.
Yeah, Clay County kind of gone cold, Daniel. Buckets from Alec Kerr and Lance Burchett so far here in the second. Smith keeps that one alive, but Gordons will trash it down.
Missed jump shot rebounded by Adams. Four Gordons against the Holloman. Holloman to the rack. Offensive foul called, though. Alec Kerr standing his ground, taking the charge. Holloman, a very aggressive player, and it cost him. And now Coach Bibb. Okay, got a sub coming. I thought for a minute that the official was going to address Coach Bibb, but he just brought a sub on. 15-14 the score. Clay County with a 1-point lead and an opportunity after this charge to extend it.
Guys, I don't know about that. It looked like he was already on the floor when the contact was
Yeah,
made.
That was a big momentum swing right there
yeah,
for Clay County. Holloman slicing and dicing the Bulldog defense right now. That would have been his third straight bucket, didn't he?
Browning pass inside the arms, knocked away by Dudney, picked up by Clymer. Clymer into the front court, running layup, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of White Browning. Heated atmosphere here in Gordonsville tonight.
Yeah, Clay County just a little out of sync. You see the balls they normally grab, just like that one there, they come down with. They're not able to gather. You see shots they normally make, they're not getting passes into the interior that are turning into turnovers. Just uncharacteristic stuff for Clay County.
Pass to the post, and now the arms. Lance Burchett comes up with it. Comes the other way. Layup was knocked out of bounds by Sachs. Clay County maintains possession, though. Sophomore Burchett in the inbound. Works it to Kerr. Kerr hands back off to Lance. Lance circles around the top into the lane. Dishes off to Browning, and a foul going to be called against Gordonsville.
You've got to love the intensity of the young Burchett. Lance Burchett's coming in here, putting his head down, going to the goal, making plays, Daniel. And he hasn't seen the floor a whole lot for Clay County. The confidence he has to come out here and make these plays is unreal.
Inbound pass stolen by Clymer. He's to the hoop. Scores. Gordons will back in front, 16-15. Back and forth, Coach.
Yes, it is.
2:35 mark, second quarter. Andrew Smith out top, the junior guard under pressure from a Tiger, gives off to arms, Keaton with it, gives to Lance. Lance fires a three left wing, ooh, in and out, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Grisham into the front court. Block and foul called against Lance Burchett. That's his third personal. Now we need to get in Coach Edwards' ear, make sure he knows Burchett has three personal fouls.
Yeah, he's in foul trouble, and I tell you what, he took a lick right there too, Daniel.
Got to treat Lance Burchett like a starter and preserve him, you know.
They didn't get a continuation on that in the bucket out of it.
Substitutes for Coach Edwards here. And Bryce Bailey didn't officially check in, I guess. The officials, Browning had already taken a spot on the bench. They send him back out, send Bailey back to the scorer's table.
1-1 foul. Foul shot. You can't come in on that first shot.
First one's away, and it was no good, and that's the reason why. Rebounded by Sykes, though, for Gordonsville. Another chance to score, and they do. Gordonsville has built their biggest lead of the night. 3 points, 18-15.
Fumbled around, kind of got a hold of both hands and put it in.
On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy Burchett, Andrew Smith, Keaton Arms, Wyatt Browning, and Nate Adams. Inside the arms, foul call now against Dudney. No Sykes. I wish they'd have a different haircut. They're very similar in size. One wears 10, the other wears 20, and they've got the same length hair. So,
yeah, they're virtually identical down there, Daniel. And, again, you know, I'll take the call, but I'd just soon see Sykes and Arms get to bang a little bit down there and play.
Jimmy Burchett in inbound. Finds Keaton Arms on the baseline. Arms drives. Gets to the hoop. Scores. And takes the contact. Keaton Arms going to go to the line.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned, Coach, he's so big and strong. You can foul him, but it doesn't affect his shot.
It's a good, strong move.
Arms at the line to shoot the free throw to try to complete the three-point play. 76 for shooter on the year. Free throw's good. We've got a tie ball game. 18-18. Weston Birdwell comes to the scorer's table to check in.
Even with Sykes and Will Dudney, I still don't think either one of them can guard Keaton Arms one-on-one. You know, if we ISO Arms either on the short corner or on the perimeter or with his back to the basket, either one, without double-teaming, they don't stop him, Dudney.
Andrew Smith, a big steal, comes into the front court with it, picks up the dribble, tries to go to Adams. That pass knocked away by the Tigers. Gordonsville back in possession. A near opportunity there. Minute 30 left in this second quarter, 18-18. And you go back to Arms and the difficulty of guarding him. I think a lot of it is about what we've talked about so often. His control and his calmness and coolness. He don't get shaken up. He's out there directing traffic right now for his team. And I think that's a big part of his great gameplay because he just gets it done. He doesn't get emotionally involved into some of these battles, you know?
No doubt. And the most experienced player on the floor here too, Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean,
3-year starter in basketball.
You know, played in the biggest games that you can think of, state championships and in his shows.
That's right. Two different sports that young man has started in title games. Gordonsville slowing it down here. 50 seconds left in the quarter, 18-18. Knot it up here. It's been a great first half of play.
Yes, it has.
Gordonsville going to play for the last shot, potentially.
Both sides working hard. Not getting a lot of points in.
Dudney with it out top.
Coach Evers going small here. You see Bryce Bailey having to guard Adams in the post.
Yeah.
Doing a good job so far.
Yeah, he is. That lets me know how big Adams is because Bailey's not a short guy, but Adams there quite a bit thicker and a little taller. 15 seconds now. Gordonsville still just waiting their time. Coach Bibb over there calm, just watching his team execute the game plan. Climber now with it out top. Time to do it. Down to 6 seconds. Dudney now to Adams at the free throw line. Gives off to Grisham. 2 seconds. Jump shot at the buzzer. No good. Put back no good. First half is over here in Gordonsville. We are at the same place that we began. Both teams are even. It's not 0-0, though. It's 18-18 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Gordonsville. Well, this one's all knotted up between the Bulldogs and the Tigers. It's 18-18 here at the break, and it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to an 11-2 advantage before Gordonsville ripped off 10 unanswered to go up 12-11 before Clay County rebounded to tie this game at 18 at the break. The Tigers outscored the Bulldogs 12-7 in the second quarter behind Braden Holloman's 4 points in that quarter. Brody Sykes had 6, and he's got 8 at the half. Peyton Clymer, 2, and Eli Adams, 4 points in the contest. For Clay County, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, and John Helmson all have 2 points each. Bryce Bailey made a 3 in the opening quarter. He's got 3 at the break. Alan Kerr has 2 jump shots for 4 points. And Keaton Arms leading the way with 5 points. Again, Clay County and Gordonsville are tied at 18 here at intermission. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthandRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show. Knotted up at 18 here after a physical first half of play. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local lumberjacks Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We hope we can receive them. They have a tough service in here tonight. Hopefully they'll come through. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question, if we're able to get your messages. In 2006, sixth-year head coach Rob Edwards led his Bulldogs in a 57-33 win over Gordonsville in the region quarterfinals. The victory propelled the Dogs on to the region title, their first sub-state game in Joe Sims Gym, and Coach Edwards' first state tournament appearance. In that 2006 win in the region semis over Gordonsville, what Bulldog hit 5 3-pointers? Going to read that one more time. In 2006, sixth-year head coach Rob Edwards led his Bulldogs in a 57-33 win over Gordonsville in the region quarterfinals. The victory propelled the Dogs on to the region title, their first sub-state game in Joe Sims Gym, and Coach Edwards' first state tournament appearance. In that win over Gordonsville in the region semis in 2006, what Bulldog hit 5 3-pointers? And just like clockwork, before I even finished reciting the question, for the second official time, we have a winner. Loyal listener and my brother-in-law, Colby Garrison, says Sailor Walden. He's 100% right. Of course, Sailor, the youngest Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member at this point in time to be inducted. Father, of course, of Baker Walden, who's a freshman on the girls' team. It was him. And he was one of Coach Edwards' early great players and helped lead the Dogs to what was Coach Edwards' first state tournament appearance. Of course, Coach Watson here had led the team back in the 80s to 2 consecutive state tournament berths prior to that. So congratulations to Kobe. I'll be dropping him off a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway, and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Of course, Walden, a senior that year in 2006, coming in right on the heels of Kobe Garrison, was that tenacious Subway Trivia Challenge participant, Jason Arhead Hamilton. He was right with Sager Walden. Kobe beat him to it tonight, though. They'll have to fight it out over that. You know, Jason takes great pride in sending in those answers, and we take great pride in receiving them because, you know, Jason Hamilton, one of the great Bulldogs, not only on the court, but for his faithful support of him throughout the rest of his career. Of course, he's watching his son, Senior John Hamilton, out here tonight. Keaton Arms opens the third quarter. Coach, that was promising baseline jumper for two.
Yes, it was. That's a good shot. And guys, I know you're talking about district tournament things. I kind of looked around the other day, and I believe since 1941, we have won 28 district championships at Salina High School and Clay County High School.
That's pretty good.
It is.
is well done. He adds two more for Gordonsville. And just like that, we're back even again, 20-20. The teams have flipped into the floor. Clay County works at the hoop to our right during this second half. Gordonsville going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. Hamilton with it at the elbow. He set the entirety of the second quarter, much of the first, after getting two personals. Keaton Arms,
yeah,
another long two-pointer.
Great shot.
He's playing around the world with him. Started at right baseline. This time he slid out about 6 feet, Thomas.
Daniel, we talked about Arms throughout. He can do about anything he wants to. I wouldn't be surprised if he couldn't step out and shoot a three.
A steal, Arms.
A steal right here and a breakaway.
Coast to coast to the hoop. Scores. 8-point run for Clay County to open the quarter. And they're all off the fingertips of number 13, Keaton Arms. 24-0. It's not an 8-0 run, but or 6-0 run, rather. But 6 points coming for Clay County. All of them belonging to Keaton. Foul going to be called on Jimmy Burchett from behind. Jimmy coming in from behind Peyton Clymer. First personal for Jimmy.
And honestly, coming into this one, that's what I thought we would see, Daniel, is Keaton Arms taking over this contest. It's just his type of game. With Dudney drawing him out on the perimeter, John Hamilton setting the screen for him to knock down that shot just a second ago over Dudney. So the two-post game here for Clay County, to me, is how you stretch this one out and claim victory for Clay County.
I think night in, night out, this could be wrong. I don't think so, though. Keaton Arms is the leading scorer on this team, 12.4 per game this season.
Yeah, we've had him. We've seen him get close to 30. I think he had 28 or 29 in a Christmas game, and he has been the leading scorer throughout the season. Talk about Alec Curry. He's been the leading scorer in the last 4 to 5 games individually, Daniel, but not throughout the season as Keaton Arms has been.
Official brings play to a stop. Points up to the Gordonsville student section, delivers a message, and now we're back to play.
Somebody had a light over there or something, didn't they?
Yes, a device being removed by security now. Perhaps a speaker with an LED pulsating light in the middle of it. Foul going to be called on Sykes, I believe. One of those free throws hit by Clymer, making it 24-21. 3 points the difference. Foul was on the floor, they say. Keaton Arms going to inbound from beneath the Clay County hoop off to our right. Works into Hamilton. Hamilton back up. Ooh, in and out. Guys on rebound. Hamilton working hard. Big double zero in the paint. They say he traveled. Looks like he was pushed. But no whistles for that, only for the walk.
Yeah, great job by Hamilton right there. The only mistake he made, Coach, was taking that dribble, wasn't it?
Yeah. You got to go right back up with it.
Dudney with it out top. Offensively, we've handled him well. He's not scored much for the Tigers. Holloman with it now. Gordonsville trailing by three. Clay County 24. Gordonsville 21. Three-pointer taken and missed by Clymer. Rebounded by Bryce Bailey. Five original starters on the floor for the Bulldogs. That's the five seniors of Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, Keaton Arms, and Alec Kerr. Burchett out top. Swings to Bailey at left wing. Coach Edwards up. He's working hard in this one. Bailey jump shot good. Bailey with only his first point since the opening shot of the game. He hit the first three-pointer and has been quiet offensively since.
I see Clay County coming out kind of on a mission here in this third quarter, Daniel. We've seen that time after time. Hamilton's going to pick up his third.
You can't let him have the ball that low down there.
We were trying to double-team, it looked like. Big Eli Adams, Burchett on the front, Hamilton on the back. Pass got in. John comes in from behind and picks up his third personal. John trying to explain to the officials that he kept the hands back, and he did, but it was the body that went into him.
Yeah.
Adams at the line misses both of those free throws.
I guess we could say maybe John's got kind of an aggressive body stance. Really, you know, kind of lean, maybe lean forward a little every once in a while. Maybe they don't like.
Could
I
be.
Know.
Clay County back with the ball. And Clay County back with points. Alec Kerr, 8-foot jumper from the left baseline. Puts the Dogs back up 28-21. We saw a Clay County run to open the contest. Now a Clay County run here to open the third. Burchett with the rebound after Holloman misses the layup. Jimmy into the front court. Kick ball. Dudney coming up from behind, put his foot to it, and it goes out of bounds. Clay Canyon inbound. Coach Bibb has been pretty contained tonight so far in this one.
Yeah, I'm done a
all
good
right.
job as
Bailey.
Bailey
slipped inside and got a nice little easy shot.
Bibb calls the 30-second timeout, wants to talk to his team. 30-21, 4:19 mark of this third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gordesville, where Clay County has begun the second half and outscored Gordesville 12-3 already in this quarter, Daniel, to claim this 9-point lead.
Last bucket was by Bailey on the inbound. Was that right?
That's right.
So he's up to 7 after that. Clay County with a 9-point lead, as Thomas just went through, 30-21, halfway through this third quarter. It was 18-18 at half. Third quarter is always a big one, it seems like, for these Coach Edwards squads. Dudney getting a bucket from left block. Keaton Arms with good defense. Now Hamilton trying to answer on the block. Scores.
Got his rebound, put it in.
No dribble that time. Pulled it down, put it back. A bucket by Big John Hamilton. And Thomas, you talked about it earlier. Wyatt Browning, an outstanding reserve coming in for either Arms or Hamilton, but we're just not hardly the same without either one of them on the floor.
Yeah, I agree, and it's the presence of Hamilton in the lane and seeing his Arms double-team Adams to get another stop right there. It's just a whole different animal. Above Arms, above Browning, above anybody on the floor, the length he provides in there, it's just a big shadow waiting on you.
Yep. Tigers on the inbound after the ball was knocked out of bounds. Climber with it. Inlet pass D.I. Adams. Knocked away by Kerr. Adams back with it. Shot up from right block. Good. Arms doing a good job of there, being there, but
right.
not getting the foul.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to hold your ground.
Right.
You've
got to be smart on those.
If they make it, they make it sometimes.
Yeah.
Clay County back with the ball. Kerr in the left corner gives to Jimmy Burchett out top. Hamilton wants it inside. Cousin Burchett tries to get it to him, can't do it. Arms from free throw range jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound Clymer. Clymer works ahead to Holloman. Holloman in the front court to Dudney. Dudney loses the handle. We've got a spree for it. Ball goes out of bounds. Gordonsville maintains possession. 2:44 mark of this third quarter. Clay County leading by 7, 32-25. Clymer works into Dudney. Now back to Clymer. He hands off to the sophomore, number 34, Tristan Wood. Now back to Holloman.
You know, we also saw Holloman have a big second quarter for Gordonsville, Daniel. And we see Alec Kerr pacing him on the defensive end here in the third quarter. And he hadn't gotten anything.
Kind of taking on that role that Eli Smith used to have for this Bulldog team.
No doubt. You're shut down defender.
Clay County on the offensive end. Bailey at the left wing. Back to Burchett. Jimmy inside. Loses the handle. Recollects it. Gives to Alec. Now back to Jimmy. Coach Edwards is saying, guys, calm down. I can read his lips from here. Slow it down as we're doing. Jimmy resetting things. Minute 55 and ticking. 32-25. Coach Watson, I know you're a fan of playing fast, but sometimes do you need to do what Clay County just did and hit the pause button for a second?
Yeah, just kind of calm down for a second. Take a look at it.
Clay County going to inbound here. Minute 45 and ticking third quarter. Bailey, three-pointer. A little short. Rebound. Was going to be Grisham. It was knocked away from him, though, by a Bulldog, and it goes out of bounds. Tigers back in possession. Holloman across the timeline. Credit Holloman and Clymer. They set this wicked fast pace at times for Gordonsville. They're very similar to Curry and Merchant for Clay County.
Yeah, they have, Daniel. Oh, we're going to see Hamilton pick up a cheap one right here, guys. His fourth.
John going to have to go to the bench for four personals. Minute 26. Coach Edwards, you know, I'd heard him talk about it. He knew coming into this year that Keaton and John, depending on the officiating out in and out, would have difficulty with their physical brand of ball. As Gordons will get a bucket, and Keaton picks up his second personal. And we're seeing those fears lived out tonight. You've got Hamilton, who's already set half of this contest with fouls. He's on the bench again, minute 22 left in the third with his fourth personal, and now Keaton's picked up his second. Keaton's done a good job of playing clean tonight.
Yes, he has. He's used his head.
He has, but even...
He took a little swipe at that one.
He did. Was out of position. One free throw good, one bad.
No, it was and one attempt.
I tried. Arms, baseline jumper, good. Almost automatic.
Very smooth.
34-27, Clay County up by 7. Wood with it. The sophomore circles back behind the arc, picks up the dribble, dishes inside to Eli Adams. Adams now, what a play by him. Missed the shot, though. Bend his body from underneath the backboard to get the shot off, but it was no good. 35 seconds and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County 34, Gordonsville 27. Bulldogs with the basketball. Coach Edwards looking at the play sheet. Thinking about what he wants to do. Down to 20 seconds here.
Well, you got to think it's going to go through arms. Either a ball screen out top between he and Burchett. No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a double post. Look for arms curling down to the paint right here.
Arms with it. Jump shot. Right corner. Good. That right elbow jumper just as automatic as the baseline jumper. What a touch. Holloman, this one's getting waved off. Holloman comes across the timeline. The official waved off the three-pointer, had a great play. I thought it was good, but they're waving it off, so a big favor there. Now another official goes over, talking with him, and says, I think you might have missed that one. Gordonsville misses opportunity for a desperation three at the end of the third. We have Clay County 36, Gordonsville 27, with 8 minutes left to settle it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 36-27 with 8 minutes left in the contest. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Keaton Arms has scored 10 in the third quarter and has 15 in the contest. Alec Kerr has 6, Bryce Bailey 7, John Hamilton 4, Nate Adams and Lance Burchett a bucket as Clay County outscores Gordonsville 18-9 in the third quarter to go up by 9 here with a quarter to play. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Fourth quarter action underway. Clay County with a 7-point advantage. They have led the majority of the contest. We had a back-and-forth run to the second. Climber inside, shot up, no good. Burchett going to be called for the foul. It's only Jimmy's second personal. So we've got Climber at the line shooting 2. First one's no good. Coach Watson, Gordonsville has helped us out with some free throws missed.
Yes, they have. You know, and look like their style of play, but they're not a real good behind. They get behind catching up.
I agree. Both of those free throws missed by senior Peyton Climber. A great player, but perhaps free throws not his strength. Jimmy Burchett with the basketball. 7:20 and ticking. Browning trying to work it into arms. Pass was wide. Picked off by Sykes.
Got a little over anxious to get the ball to Keaton down there.
Nate Adams comes to the scorer's table, waiting to check in. On the floor currently for Clay County, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms, and White Browning. Bailey now all over Wood, and they're going to call him for a foul. Second personal for Bryce. Hamilton, the only Bulldog with four fouls. He's on the bench. Keaton Arms is playing with three fouls. Jimmy Burchett, two. Well, no, I've just got Keaton for two, but I think I missed one. He does have three, I believe. Bailey with two. Burchett with two. Lance Burchett also with three. Picked those three up early. Gordon's on the inbound.
See, Coach Edwards going small again here. Brought Adams into the contest for Wyatt Browning. Puts a little pressure on defensive end for Bryce Bailey. He's guarding the other Adams in the post, Daniel, but he's been doing a good job of it. Gordon hadn't been able to take care of the mismatch.
Last year, quite often, is Sykes takes a long three. They say a three. Three-pointer good for Sykes. We used to see Spivey go down and match up on the post the way Bailey is this year. That's a tough thing. You know, you're a guard, and you still go down and play that small forward sometimes. Pretty impressive that those young men do that. Bailey doing a good job of it tonight. Kerr, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebounded by Bailey, put back good.
Good rebound.
38-30 the score. Clay County up by eight. Three-pointer now by Gordonsville, no good. Rebound Sykes. Sykes has it taken away by Bailey. Senior Bryce Bailey across the timeline. Slows it down, gives off to Jimmy Burchett. Coach Edwards sends in the instructions.
Before you go to your closer right here, Keaton Arms in the post. Multiple times, you're either going to get fouled and go to the line and make them, or you're going to put it in the hole, Daniel. That's how you close out this ball game.
Adams called for the foul. Arms deceptively quick, too. You don't glance at Keaton and think, well, this guy's an explosive, quick person. Well, he is. And that's, you know, it's hard to defend him down there. He was up in the tempo with his posting up, and Adams just got out of position in a hurry on him defending him. That's why Eli Adams gets the foul. Burchett out top on the inbound. 5:45 and ticking. Clay County with an 8-point lead, Coach. That feels like a lot. Even though it's not, it feels like a lot. Gordon's blown with 30 points. We can't do that, though. A turnover.
Overpassing.
Dudney comes up with it. Gives to Holloman inside the Sykes. He travels. No whistles blow. Shot up. No good. Got his own rebound. Put back. No good. Oh, that was, too. I missed.
Third effort and got it in.
6 points the difference. Six does not feel like as much as the eight did.
That's not real comfortable.
Coach Edwards wants to talk to his team. Timeout going to be taken. 5:12 mark, third quarter. Clay County up by six, 38-32.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Coming out of this timeout, we see Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Nate Adams, Keaton Arms, and Alec Kerr. Coach, thoughts on this one? How to close it out? How to play it?
You know, try not to make any mistakes for a little while. And work hard. Try to get a bucket every time we come down the floor.
Bailey with it. Kicks to Kerr. Now swung to Burchett. The M.O. for the last several minutes has been to work inside the arms. Now they do it again. Keaton with it in the paint. Kicks to Bailey. Wide open three. A little short. Rebound Dudney.
Good look by Arms right there. Got the double team. Found the wide open Bailey. Just couldn't knock it down. And here comes Alec Kerr.
Kerr comes up with loose ball after Arms knocks out a pass. Nice block by Ryder Grisham. Everybody gets excited over the block shots, and I understand it, but at the end of the day, still our ball, still our possession.
Right. Great play by Grisham right there to extend, though, Daniel, against Kerr as he hung in there.
Kerr on the inbound. Gives to Bailey. Bryce, another three-point attempt. Missed the mark. Rebounded by Adams. Nate never could fully get possession of the ball, though. Holloman with it. Gives to Clymer. Has his pocket picked by Kerr. Alec on the baseline, though.
Saved the bucket there.
Yes, he did. Gordon's looking to inbound off to our left here from their own baseline. 4:23 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County up by six, 38-32. These teams doing battle for the lead in District 7A.
The Dogs need a stop right here.
Dudney frustrated with that great Arms defense there.
He's so strong. You mentioned it, Daniel. You can't get around him. You can't get him hooked. You can't get him to move.
You can't back him down. You know, you can't back him towards the hoop. That's the problem Dudney's having right now. Dudney's taller than Arms, Keaton with that lower center of gravity, and he can't back him as he tries to back him up towards the hoop.
And he can't pivot away from him without walking.
No. So it's a frustrating matchup for Will Dudney tonight. Two great seniors going at it. Sykes with it here. Clay County fans want a double dribble. No whistles blow, though.
Coach Edwards sticking with a smaller lineup, going with Nate Adams in crunch time, Daniel, down the stretch. We've seen him play big minutes as a sophomore already this season.
Adams out top defending Holloman. Now Holloman picked up by Bailey. Sykes with it outside. This is the Clymer. Clymer to the right. Long three-pointer by Holloman. Good.
Ooh, what a shot.
Just like that. We go from a six-point game all the way down to a three-point game. Single possession difference. This is what we made the trip for. Some drama as this one comes to a close. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Clay County 38. Gordonsville 35. Nate Adams out top. Works against Grisham. Gives to Bailey. Now Kerr just a weave out top. Now Adams three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound. Going to be a foul call. Kerr had position for the rebound. I think Clymer called for the personal.
Guys, we don't need three-pointers right now. We need some good close buckets and put them in.
Big John Hamilton checking back in the contest. Nate Adams checking out. Hamilton playing with four fouls. Edwards held him until this final 3 minutes of the quarter. Kerr to inbound. Hamilton working down low. They get to Arms instead. Shot's no good from right block. Rebound and put back by Kerr. Kerr going to be fouled and go to the line. Good hustle by the guard.
Two big plays by Alec Kerr in a row right there. Created the possession with the rebound and then grabbing the, almost getting the putback to go and getting fouled, Daniel. Senior playing big.
Kerr good on the free throw. Absolutely no surprise when we see Kerr do something like that. Plain and simple, one of the greatest athletes to ever come through Clay County. And I'm talking any time era, folks. The last 100 years.
No doubt.
Second free throw is no good. Got his own rebound. Put back no good. John Hamilton with the rebound. His put back no good, but he's fouled. What great hustle.
Yeah. By both of them.
Total domination on the boards the last two possessions by Clay County.
And you see that intensity level pick up when Hamilton comes back on the floor.
No doubt.
Free throw's good. Hamilton shooting two. A 53% shooter on the season. That was a big bucket there. Puts Clay County up by five. Another one coming. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Dudney. 2:35 left in the fourth. Clymer into the front court. Travels.
Great job by Jimmy Burchett and company right there causing the turnover, Daniel.
Good position.
Jimmy Burchett with it. Clay County not in a hurry. Coach Edwards sitting over there as he sends in the instructions. 2:25 and ticking. 40-35. Clay County with a five-point advantage. Original five starters on the floor for the Bulldogs. Clay County trying to get to 15-3 on the year. Gordsville currently 14-4. Clay County 14-3.
1-on-1, Keaton Arms on the block, Daniel. You got to go to him in this situation. I know we're trying to milk the clock a little bit.
But that's what you want.
7 points looks a little better than 5 at this point, too.
Minute 50. Now the defensive intensity picks up. Merchant in the trap gets to Kerr. Now Hamilton back to Jimmy. Jimmy inside. Bounce past the arms. Shot from left block. Ooh, no good. Hamilton with a big rebound. Put back. No good, but he's fouled. Hamilton has been back in the contest for 1 minute and 20 seconds, and he has impacted every one of those seconds.
Picked up, what, about 3 rebounds?
Been in the free throw line already. Now he's back. Coach Bibb wants a timeout. He wants a full timeout. Minute 40 left in the contest. Clay County up by 5, 40-35. Hamilton at the line to shoot 2 when we return.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve from their heart. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Hamilton in the line to shoot 2. Dogs up by 5. 2-possession difference. First one's away and true.
Right.
It's a big shot.
If you're going to miss one of them, you want to miss the second one. At least you got a chance to rebound, dude.
And that's what we saw a moment ago.
Yeah.
Good. Both are good. John. 7 points the lead now for Clay County, a 3-possession contest. Holloman across the line. Minute and a half left here in the contest. Dudney with it at the free throw line. Gives back to Holloman. He drives the right side, kicks to Sachs. Sachs over there working against Hamilton. Hamilton playing with 4 fouls.
Just held his ground, put his arms up.
That was smart.
You know, give up the 2 points, but don't give up the foul.
Sachs did get the bucket, making it a 5-point game. Here's a turnover. Kerr's pass taken away by Holloman. Holloman to the hoop. Ball knocked away by Arms. Holloman wanting a foul. Perhaps he should receive a technical for complaining. Minute 8 left as Gordons was going to inbound. Ball's worked into Sachs. Back to Holloman. Holloman to Grisham. Grisham to Clymer. Now back out to Holloman. Deep three-pointer. No good. Hamilton, foul. Sachs going to come over the back. And we're going to walk to the other end and take free throws. And right now, Hamilton with a hot hand in the free throw line. I'm not so sure he's the guy you want shooting.
He's 3-for-4 at this point, Daniel.
Bit of a conference here.
We've seen John Hamilton, like you said, enter this ball game after sitting on the bench almost the entire second half for 4 fouls, Daniel. And just totally,
got their technical.
Totally cleaning the board.
Greg Beal picking up a technical foul as well. Now Coach Edwards here.
Player that time, I guess.
So we got Hamilton. Hamilton was shooting the front end of the 1-1. He misses the first, does not earn the right to shoot the second. He comes back. Now Keaton Arms comes to the free throw line to shoot those technical fouls. So Arms being selected by Coach Edwards is the guy to get these buckets. Good choice. First one's good.
Put a little suspense in it.
Second one's away. Good. 44 to 37. Clay County going to have possession of the ball. Coach Watson, I know you like to talk about technicals sometimes being used as motivators to a team. Was that the time for that?
I really don't understand, you know, sometimes the thinking that way.
Clay County with the ball.
You're not going to change anything once the pitch was made his call.
All right. 50 seconds and ticking. Dogs with it. More importantly than possession of the ball, possession of this seven-point lead. Now foul on the floor, and we'll see Jimmy Burkett go to the line. Thomas, what have you got for us?
Free throws. Free throws is the story here in the fourth quarter for Clay County. They got six of their 8 points in this quarter who come from the free throw line.
Make it 7 of 9.
First points for Jimmy Burkett tonight.
Wow.
He hasn't attempted any free throws so far until now and made them both.
Foul called against a Bulldog, and it's John Hamilton. John going to foul out with that call. Coach Edwards making sure the bucket was good. Did Jimmy hit the free throw? I saw confirmation from the official to Coach Edwards that the bucket was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 46-37, Daniel.
9 points the difference. Now we see the 1-1 being shot at the other end by Sykes. Nate Adams checks in for John Hamilton, who's fouled out. John only got to play in about half of this game due to foul issues, but he greatly impacted. Yes, he has. An outstanding game by Hamilton. As Sykes does knock down the front end here of his two. Draws Gordon's will back within eight. It's a mo. 7 point game. 46.3 seconds left. Full court pressure being applied. Arms works into Adams. Nate with it. Dishes off to Kerr. Alec now going to be fouled. Going to see Kerr go to the line to shoot two. Double bonus now, I believe.
Kerr's 1 for 2. Both of those coming earlier in this period, Daniel, from the free throw line.
As I said earlier, Gordon's with 14-4 on the season. The losses, they lost to DeKalb County. Kerr shooting two. First one's no good. They opened the season with a loss to DeKalb. They had a 2-point loss to Eagleville. They had a 6-point loss to Covington. And they had an 8-point loss to Trigg County, Kentucky. So four close losses. Kerr misses the first, hits the second. Extends the Clay County lead back to 9. 35 seconds left in this one. Grisham with it. To the hoop. He scores. 7 points the difference. Coach Bibb calls a timeout. It's going to be a...
Getting in the basket after he got beat, not trying to stop him and foul him.
Going to be a full timeout. They're taking a seat over there. We're going to play one ad. Come back here on the Rising Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live in Gordonsville, the Tigers have cut it to 6. I got announced 7 earlier or something. Maybe I was off, or maybe the scoreboard was. Scoreboard match your sheet, Thomas, 47-41.
That's what I've got, Daniel. And again, Clay County all but 2 points coming from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Brody Sykes having a big fourth quarter for Gordonsville. He's got 15, 17 in the game, and we see 9 of those coming in this fourth quarter. So Sykes keeping the Tigers in it.
31.6 seconds left. Arms inbound. Gets to Adams. Nate going to be fouled by Clymer. We walk to the other end to shoot two. Now, Gordonsville's been successful in trimming this lead here. It's down to 6. Coach, so far so good on free throws for Clay County for the most part here.
We've hit a pretty decent percentage.
Big shots for the young Adams coming up. He hasn't taken any tonight from the free throw line.
We've missed five free throws in the fourth. Make it six with that one. Is that right?
We had missed three prior to that, Daniel.
Oh, okay. Those were Nate's new circles.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Had missed three prior to that.
Missed them both.
Adams misses them both. 28 seconds and ticking. Clymer with the rebound. Kicks to Grisham. Long three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Clymer. Goes for another chance. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Burchett. Jimmy with it. Foul going to be called against Sachs. We walk to the other end. Jimmy Burchett going to shoot two. 47-41. These teams will be meeting again in Salina on Friday, February the 3rd. And I'm sure it'll be just as anticipated and heated as this one's been. We're not done here yet, though. 16 and a half seconds left. Thomas Clay County up by six.
Yeah, big shots right here for Burchett to make it a three-possession ball game. He made his first two in this quarter, and he's made the third one, Daniel.
7 points the lead. Second one's away. Good. 8-point difference. Timeout taken now by Coach Edwards. 30-second variety. No. You got to sit down. We're going to go to break. 16 and a half seconds left in it. Clay County up by eight.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Gordon's on the inbound, Hallman with it, 15 seconds, crosses the timeline, picks up the dribble, dishes to Wood, three-pointer left corner, no good. That pretty much signifies the end of this one. Burchett on the rebound, Gordon's, we're going to let him dribble it out. A big District 7A win for Clay County here in Gordon's for tonight. The Bulldogs advance on to 15-3 on the season, 4-0. In district play, Gordonsville drops to 14-5 on the year, 3-1 in District 7A play. We're going to play a few ads, come back, and do the Eco Panels Bulldog Wrap on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. The Clay County Lady Dogs advance on with a win tonight. Puts them at, I think, 16-4 on the year. And the boys now going on to 15-3 with a hard-fought win here in Gordesville. Going to go ahead and do the Bulldog Wrap-Up. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Thomas, it's what we thought it would be, was it not?
Yeah, it was. And Clay County got off to a great start. I didn't know if it was going to be a battle or not at first. They jumped out to 11-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. And then here come the Tigers. They outscored the Bulldogs 12-7 in the second. And it was a tie ball game, 18-18 at the half.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a battle, Coach. And at that point in time, and you kind of talked about it a little bit there. Put your set on, Coach, and give us a thought or two here. You talked about it, Coach. You know, Clay County got some great skill players and Gordon with us too. But tonight, it's almost like they kind of forgot about some of their more finesse part of their play. This was kind of a duel between two heavyweights. You know, it was more about the physical, the running, the jumping,
right,
that kind of thing.
Right, and we were more physical. And I guess we're more athletic than them.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some quickness, had some speed, but they didn't take advantage of the speed. They got down the floor ahead of us with numbers a bunch of times. And they would hesitate just long enough for us to catch up and put some defense on them.
Of course, and that's part of the reason you see that low-scoring halftime score that you just gave, Thomas, 18-18.
Yeah, and in the third quarter, we've talked about Coach Edwards and how he prepares his teams at halftime and the adjustments he makes. He came out, started feeding Keaton Arms in that third quarter, and the Dogs went on to outscore the Tigers 18-9, and that pretty much was the ball game, really. After the fourth quarter, just kind of was back and forth.
Yeah, when Keaton gets on a move, I mean, he, you know, like they said, you know, the big dog feed him.
Yeah.
When he gets on one of those streaks, he can hit just about anything, three-pointers, two-pointers, layups, whatever it takes.
And, that, you know, that's why you saw Coach choose him to shoot those technical free throws earlier. Tonight was that night. He had the hot hand.
He did 10 in that decisive third quarter Keaton had. So, and then the fourth quarter, Gordonsville actually outscored Clay County by one, but it was the free throw shooting down the stretch, Coach. It wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. 11 for 16 from the line in the fourth quarter.
It was good enough for us to maintain that spread. I know they did cut it down, what, to 3 points maybe there at one time.
Yeah.
But we popped it right back up to 8 all at once, and we kind of maintained that for a while, and then toward the end put it just a little farther ahead.
For Gordonsville, I was kind of surprised at this. Really, only one player in double figures, and it was Brody Sachs. He had a big fourth quarter there to keep Gordonsville in it. He had 17 points to lead the Tigers. Then the closest one was Braden Holloman, 7 points. We saw him slice and dice in that second quarter run that Gordonsville had, but he just finished with 7. Peyton Clymer held to 3 points. Will Dudney just 6 points. Ryder Grisham, 2. And Eli Adams, the newcomer, 6 in the paint. So good defensive effort from Clay County, too, I thought, Coach.
Yes, absolutely. And Daniel and I were talking earlier that Gordonsville was playing more of a perimeter game tonight.
They were.
And it wasn't working for them because I'm sure that their outside shooting was a miserable percent.
I agree.
We hadn't figured anything like that. But and like you said, their post player was their leading scorer. When they got the ball in there to him, you know, he scored quite a bit.
I know he's just sophomore on a team with a lot of seniors, but I think he's their most complete and well-rounded basketball player. He's pretty good.
He is. Can handle it a little bit, can play in the post, can shoot the free throw line jumper. He's a pretty good player, Sykes is,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he will only get better.
Yeah.
That's right. For Clay County, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, they had 2 points each off the bench. Jimmy Burchett, 4 points, 4 free throws in that fourth quarter to kind of ice this one for Clay County. John Hamilton, 7 points. We talked about what else he did and the impact he had despite the foul trouble. Alec Kerr, just 8 points tonight, but still a pretty good average for him. Bryce Bailey, good return for him, I thought. He knocked down some big shots late also and had that 3 to open the game. But it's all about Keaton Arms. It's what I expected. I expected a little more of it, just to be honest with you.
Well, now he's got some broad shoulders.
Keaton Arms finished 17.
Does have some broad shoulders, and he can carry a lot of weight.
Folks, that's been the Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Going to go ahead and transition right into the TDS top performer from tonight's game. They're starting to turn the lights off here in the gym. Had one more set of ads. You want to pay the front end of that, Thomas, just that promo, and then come right back. About 60 seconds. We'll be right back for the last time.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here for the final time tonight on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. First of all, that big girls game. They go to 4-0 in conference play. Thomas, on the season, who was the TDS top performer from the girls?
Hallie Buford, Daniel. She started the game with 3 3-pointers in the first quarter, scored 9 points. Her and Bradley Burchett tied for the leading scorer for the game. She finished with 16 in this contest. We talked about how this entire team shoots over 40% from three behind the arc, Daniel. Hallie Buford shot better than that tonight, I guarantee you that. I don't keep up with attempts, but I don't remember her missing very many.
No, I remember one. She's 3-4, 3-4 at one point. Yeah, just a great night for her. She's off from the get-go. Kind of set that wicked pace that got us up on that 15-0 run and never looked back from that point. Just a great player. Good ball handler, good defender. So were some steals tonight. And not a lot of weaknesses in her game.
No, there's not. And we talked about it. She really jumped on the scene the second half of last year, in my opinion, helped Clay County get to the back to the state tournament, made a good deep postseason run. Hallie Buford was a big part of that, and we're seeing that carry over into 2022-23. And she's just become a complete player. One of the things that impressed me about her is her drives to the basket. But in the past, maybe she's a little out of control at times when she put her head down and went to the basket. Now she's under control, and if she gets double-teamed or gets cut off, she kicks it out to a shooter like Abby Head or somebody else or finds Bradley Burchett on the backside block. You said it. She's a complete player, and she's really refined her game outside of high school basketball, too. I know she works really hard on the AAU circuit.
Yeah.
She does a lot of work on her own, and I've heard Coach Edwards say that before. You know, you can be as good as you want to be. Depends on how much work you want to put in and how Hallie Buford's put in the work.
100% she has. And my last little comment, you talked about, you know, some of that completeness coming to her, not as out of control. Very similar to the comment I made about John Hamilton last week. The game slowed down to her a little with her experience. She just don't get out of control, don't make a lot of mistakes with it. Real smart and is really in control of what she's doing out there.
Yeah, this girl's team just continue to impress me. I know they struggle at times, maybe handling the ball in a few situations. They do some other things, but then they come back. They win these contests, Daniel, and just really impressed by what they do. And, you know, Hallie Buford's a big part of that. On the boys' side, got to go with senior Keaton Arms. Finished with a game-high 17 points for Clay County. And to me, from the get-go, when I thought about this Gordonsville game, I thought about Keaton Arms, and I thought about him dominating. And when he had the opportunities tonight, Keaton Arms dominated, including that big third quarter push where the Bulldogs took that lead and pretty much didn't let it go in that third quarter. He scored 10 of his 17 points in that push, Daniel, and a lot of them came consecutively.
Yeah, I'm just like you. I knew there would be a post tonight that would he could match up with. He played so well tonight in terms of just understanding the way the game was being called. He saw what was happening to John across the paint from him, made sure he didn't get in that same situation. Because let me tell you, if Keaton Arms and John Hamilton are sitting on the bench in foul trouble, things could have went a little different.
That's right. And I think you're right. Keaton Arms did a lot of great things, but that was probably the biggest he did, stayed out of foul trouble. We've seen him get a few cheap ones and have trouble with that. He was on the floor the majority of this game, and I think that was huge. And just talking about Keaton Arms, you mentioned earlier, he is the leading scorer on this team. He's had some big nights in the first half of the season to get there. And, you know, that's one thing about this squad. Keaton Arms don't care if Alec Kerr scores 30 one night and Bryce Bailey has 25 or whatever. He wants to win. He's seen what winning football, winning basketball is, and that's his goal. And you saw that tonight in the way he played.
Yeah, he wants to play for another gold ball. I think a great sign of maturity, that whole idea of I'm going to lose the battle, but I'm going to win the war. He conceded once or twice some of those on the block. You know, he held his ground. If you score up, me fine. You know, but how's it turn out then? Him being named the TDS top performer in a big district win. So,
no doubt.
A great move by him on that. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Hallie Buford and Keaton Arms, were brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. This Friday evening, we'll be back at Joe Sims Gym for more District 7A action when the Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs and Bulldogs invade Salina. Until then, Thomas, final thoughts?
Just two good wins by Clay County here on the road. I don't care who you're playing. It's tough in District 7A on the road, and Clay County comes away with two victories.
Always a good thing. Folks, for Joe Sims, for Thomas Watson, for Matt Adams and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.